You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Listening to Sox Baseball. Our cut of today's game will start. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Baseball. Our cover of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage game will start soon. You're listening to Bucks Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Your Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DC Edging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging System game show from UPMC Park. We're getting set for five in this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Sox. So glad you're with us. About us with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, pretty much everything that I got up in the pregame show of yesterday could probably be carried over into today's game. Lost another one-run game that had opportunities for them to push ahead, including a massive chance in the top of the ninth that they weren't able to overcome. Bowie has lost 27 games this year by one run. That is the lowest winning edge in one-run games in the Eastern League, the most one-run games in the East. Bowie has more than word of their losses this year, one run. If they could just get over that little hump with so many runners left base, leading the league in that category as well, and with runners left in position, so much left on the Bay Sox to turn some of these losses into potential wins. And I had said it with some back-of-the-envelope calculations in last night's game. If Bowie could have even turned half of their one-run losses at this point in the season, just half of them, they had turned those games into wins in one way or the other, Bowie would have the best record in the Eastern League now, and it wouldn't even be close. Is how much this team has just been not even crushed, but just say have their hopes crushed by the so many of these losses have rotated. As they try to work today, the back-to-back run losses, of course, hurt them because it means Bowie is back into a tie for first place with Erie Admin. As we look ahead to today's game, we get you set up with the numbers for the contest as Bowie comes in for 125, a 6-62 record, back to 500 on the year, as Bowie is on a two-game losing skid, 6-4 over their last 10, 27-34 when playing on the road. Erie also in for game number 125. Wolves are 74-50, a two-game winning streak for Erie. They are 4 over their last 10 as well, 8-23 when playing in front of crowds here at UPMC Park. In half, Bowie and Erie tied for first, 35-20 in the Southwest Division. Is the best record for both teams in the Eastern League here in the half. Portland is on a big run. They've won 6 consecutive games up in the Northeast Division. They are just one game behind Bowie for that best record, 34-21, as Portland has an opportunity to perhaps secure a spot with the second half title in the Northeast Division. The rest of the Southwest Division, aside from Bowie and Erie, Akron still maintains the division in third place at a 31-4 record. They are 4 games out of first at the moment. They picked up a win last night over and that loss to Altoona put them down to 28-26 on the year. They didn't lose any ground standings because, of course, Bowie lost. Altoona is still 6.5 games out of pace, and including today's game, there are 14 games left to play in the regular season. Strictly possible for Altoona. They actually do come up to face Erie on Tuesday, but it's still a very long shot. As we look ahead to today's game, we look at the start matchup. Wilmer Flores will go free, while Chase McDermott gets the Bay Sox. And Flores, while he is against the Bay Sox for already the third time, the disclaimer is still in port. He is not the Wilmer that you may be familiar with, the San Francisco Giants. He is actually Flores' younger brother. Also happened to be named Will Merez. But this Flores has turned some heads into what's been a stellar second pro season. He wasn't really on any prospect part of the year, but he's been popping up on them in the season additions thanks to his work this year with a 5-2 record and a 2.51 ERA with Erie. And he did allow one hit in his AA debut in New Hampshire, but then ran into a bit with the Bay Sox the first time he saw them in Bowie, nicked him for 4 runs in just 4 1/3 innings. But he took Bowie back in June at Prince George's Stadium with 5 innings of 1-run ball. Actually not won either of the 2 games Perez has started for Erie. Now, really, the only problem for Flores has been this season because he has not allowed more than 4 in any of his starts this year. 5-1 ERA will give you a standing of that. But he's not been finished the 5th too often. Of his 15 starts, he has only finished the 7 times. So where Bowie does normally do a lot of their good work, knocking out starting pitchers early, picking up the pitch counts constantly, and be digging into a bullpen here. But usually it's Bowie working well against pitchers and building a lead that they can coast through against the starters. This series is still perhaps a bit of a story as the Bay Sox have found success over the Seawolves bullpen, but not all of the success necessarily need, because again, Bowie loaded the top of the 9th last night with one out while trailing, just and they could not score that game-tying run. Well, Chase McDermott gets the ball. Bowie, he had a big start. I said it going into Sun against Altoona that it was a prove it kind of start for McDermott, allowing the runs that he had, 14 total in just 8 innings, first 2 AA starts. He needed to show his worth on Sunday in 5 innings of 1-run ball. He struck out only 4 batters, which was a little lesser considering what he did the start before, with 7 punch-outs over and up. But to only allow the run after retiring the first batters in order before giving up a walk, that tells you what he's really capable of. I said it about seconds ago. Walk. That's the key term in this game for McDermott. Walks were what critically burned in his first 2 AA starts over those 8 innings, including a 6 in his AA debut. Curveball was playing well in Sunday game against Altoona. He was using it a little bit more, and slider looked fine. There are still plenty of times where batters can easily see it and lay off of it, like in high A, where batters will take a quick swing and a miss on a slider in the hitter's box. So McDermott should continue to improve, and the way Bowie has been building some of their pitchers, you hope today will be a very high quality start for him, especially after Bowie has gotten back-to-back strong appearances from their starting pitchers. Garrett Stallings threw a quality start yesterday, and 2 days prior, Cade Pope was able to spin a quality start innings of just 1-run ball. Plenty to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems game show, and as we mentioned, Garrett Stallings followed his 6 innings yesterday with 3 runs. He's going to join us. We go back time a little bit. The last time we spoke with Stallings was only about 2 weeks ago, a good start he had against Summer. So we're going to get his thoughts on what it's been like bouncing up in terms of a couple of months Stallings this season. So we're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone does a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics, and whether it's braces or a line aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment. With two of the country's leading orthodontists here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay smile with confidence. So get that smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's smile.com. Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bucks.
From sprained ditches, sore throats, to stomach and pulled muscles, to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see at 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, action drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For teen illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, p.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, do you know your mud hens from your trash pan? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free play game of Minor League Baseball, and get some game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. It is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.com to sign up and play. Each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Las Vegas this October. It's this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go in here with the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show. Game 2 of 6, Bowie and Somerset. Garrett Stahl on his second consecutive quality start last night. 6 strong innings, and we're checking in with him right now. Just the quick usual, what was the working for you last night?
I would say that curveball was pretty good last night. I actually didn't have my cutter too much, so kind of more heavily on my slider and curveball. You know, continue just to change speeds, try and keep them off balance. For the most part, got hurt on one fastball, but over pretty good.
Of course, the big thing out of the last couple of weeks was the Orioles announcing you as the minor league pitcher of the month for the month of July. How did the news broken to you? Did Kyle Moore let you know?
Yeah, Kyle Moore let me know in the clubhouse with Joey Ortiz at the same time before he broke it to him, which was kind of still like having, you know, the player come from the same team was kind of a cement. And, you know, even more so, you know, my comeback from the month of June and a little bit more to me. So hopefully an enjoyable moment, something I won't forget.
Is there much that you think back on for June at this point, or is it still just taking start appearance by appearance and improving on individual outing?
Yeah, obviously it's hard, you know, not reflect on what had happened. Think, you know, in order for you to win, there has to be someone who loses. And I think, you know, that was my time of, you know, losing and learning from that situation. And I think I've come out on the better because of it. You know, I'm grateful for, you know, my ups and downs. And like you said, just kind of taking each start and, you know, a few more is going to want to finish strong.
Yeah. Talking a little bit before this, you said you were surprised at the big response from your folks at the alma mater, that volunteer fan base. They showed you up to say, hey, big job, congrats, man. What was that kind of reaction like?
Yeah, I mean, it means the world. It feels like, you know, I left my mark and loved every second of being there. And, you know, my mind left it as it was. And, you know, it's been so fun this side of things watching the program grow. And, you know, I feel like I still place home and connect with the coaches, you know, fans, and special getting the shout out from them.
As we're done with Garrett Stallings here on the DCA Image Sims pregame show, what have been of the maybe drills or changes that you've been working on in some of your bullpens with Josh Conway lately that you might give us even a behind the scenes look into?
Yeah, I won't give you the, you know, all those details,
not the secret sauce.
You know, probably not as much as, you know, most people. You know, I think it's, you know, slight things, you know. A lot of this game's mental, though, too. So I think just getting back to being confident and, you know, I'm here for a reason and I'm going to showcase, you know, the best of my ability can. And, you know, it's just been awesome to be able to continue to build from start to start. Even these last two or three starts, I feel like my stuff's gotten turned sharper and throwing a better location. You know, that's just something I'm trying to fine tune certain things. Not too much, but I think it's been working and want to continue to grow, you know, the development people. And it's been a fun ride.
I've been putting up some great numbers as well. So how do you normally confer with them in dugout? Do you guys converse a lot? Obviously, you aren't necessarily too close to each other during the game, but maybe when they come out and a guy like Loprich is going out second inning or Easton Lucas is going to go out for a third inning.
No, I mean, you know, I'm going to let them do their game plan. Maybe if, like, the umpires maybe having more of a high strike zone versus a low strike zone, that might be something I share. But, you know, they're not getting too much in my business, getting too much in theirs. But you are at an incredible bullpen lately, and it's been really fun just watching them build each other. I think that's East guy have success, and he kind of hands the torch guy. And you know, there's a reason that, you know, the off pitching, the defense, everything's been pretty straight lately, and I think that's the reason we're having so much.
What's the next goal for you? Is just
like I had said before, in each start?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know I've been really, you know, going deep into a lot of these games lately, you know, going out to the six. It's something that, you know, I've always kind of impressed myself on is, you know, being conditioned enough to be able to be strong in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning as, you know, first or second. So, you know, honestly, you know, been healthy most of the year. Just want to continue to finish the year healthy and on top. Just continue to prove I can.
And then as we continue on with Garrett Stallings here on the pregame show, big news coming into this week, Ryan Watson and Drew Rahm both getting the call up to AAA. What was kind of your reaction writing with those guys as they got the news?
Super excited for them. You know, this is, a rare organization where the guys are very thrilled when, you know, guys are promoted, you know, opens more spots, brings from lower levels up, get new opportunities. So I was thrilled for the both. They've been guys that, you know, I've learned all year and continue to watch. Super proud of Ryan Watson. He's gone through and, you know, he's just a straight line across the board, and Rahm's been pretty sharp, you know, hitting, you know, increasing velo, you know, he throws like eight pitches, you know, he's always going comfortable against the lineup. So, you know, again, I hope to be pitching with those guys for a long time, so really happy for him.
Has he been watching on that long road trip, long homestand?
I did just that show, The Terminal List, which is pretty cool, but I haven't picked out new since yet. That, but
it's
I don't know.
Show,
usually,
yeah.
If you get any ideas, throw them my way.
Well, if you've got HBO Max, West has been my show to go to. They just finished four, but we can talk about that later. Gareth.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Gareth Stallings here on the DCA Imaging Systems Pre-Call. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Ducks Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide control services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest Now. Rural pest control, termite control, and all other pest control service, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you're in the D.C. area, the SteamFit UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Club is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free for ages 3 through 12. Futures clubbers get access to special members, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up kids, so don't miss out on all the promoted giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. And next, the Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Final time here at UPMC Park as we wrap up the DCA Image pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, it's First Pitch and All by Play. You're listening to Bay Sox.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your choice. From document creation, outputs, scanning, and workflow, to document secure storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology easy.
Sky Shooter Displays, Y Pyrotechnics will be lighting high with top-of-the-line fireworks shows showing Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter Displays include tradition, true pyro musicals, custom graph lays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more. Call us at 570-323-61 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Field's Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox allow you to see the best games at Prince George Stadium. You could save up to 30% selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free burst collectible at your first home tier. Get your pack now by calling 314-644-4865 or heading online to BaySox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball, the Bay Sox AA affiliate of the Baltimore Ducks. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season brought to you by Chess Lawyers Insurance, CA Imaging System, On the Green First, Royal Arms, Spicers, and Sly Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Basics Baseball.
Go from UPN Park. It's game five of this series between the Erie Seawolves and Bay Sox. So glad Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. And as Wilmer Flores warms down for the Seawolves, the start for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Will Hernandez, followed by Connor Norby in left second. Kobe Mayo at third base, third. Hudson Haskin in center field, bats. Cesar Barreto is the second baseman, bank fifth. Cody Roberts catches and bats sixth. Toby Welk at first base, bats seventh. Andrew, the DH, bats eighth. And Zach Watson, right field, ninth. The Bay Sox of the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Burke, Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. 62-62 on the season. 5-20 in the second half. And their lineup features Hernandez, Norio, Haskin, Prieto, Rob, Welk, and Gulo Watson. Also off against Wilmer Flores on the mound. UPMC Park here in Erie, 328 feet down the line to right, 317 feet down the line to left, and 400 feet to center. As Daryl Hernandez, fifth game of his AA career, he's two so far. He doesn't have a hit yet, but two runs batted in. He has on a base. Five strikeouts. Flores is ready to go on the mound. Hens kicks and fires the first pitch. It's a fastball. Swung on and missed high. Nothing and one to start. We're underway at 6 p.m. on an 83 to partly cloudy day here in Erie, Pennsylvania. There's a lot more sunshine, some blue skies out past left field. The fastball skims inside for a called strike at 92. It's no balls and clean on Hernandez. Bowie came into this series tied with Erie. It's up division. They won the first two games, but they've not been able to pick up the last two. The O pitch here, and Hernandez swings and misses. High fastball, and Flores out the first batter on three pitches. Tell you about the rest of the defense around him. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Daniels, Parker Meadows, Daniel Cabrera at third base, Gage Workman at short, Andrew Navagato at second, Quincy Naporti, and Dylan Dingler catches behind the right-hander Wilmer Flores on the mound. As Connor Norby digs in, 290, average 954 OPS. First, he watches a curveball miss high. It's one start. 52 games, three so far this year, with 11 doubles and two triples, 15 home runs, 30 in. As Flores deals the next offering, Norby is on a slider down and away, runs to two balls and no strikes. Wilmerez, 6'4", 225, a 21-year-old right-hander from Valencia, Venezuela. He was a non-draft agent signed after the 2020 Draggers, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball called for strike inside, and 2-1 on Norby. Flores has a 5-2 record of the season, 2.51 ERA in six games, all starts for Erie. 71 2/3 innings under his belt, set at the waist, fires it to Norby. And it's called a strike at the letters. Change up runs it even at 2. 79 strikeouts for Flores, just 16 walks. He has allowed 8 runs. Opponents are hitting him at a 2-9 clip. Base is empty, one away here in the score of the first, the 2-2, and Norby gets a fastball in on the hands and back to the screen. It stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, flying his third appearance against the Bay Sox this season. One was fine. Erie won the game in his favor, but he did allow 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings on hits. Here's the 2-2 to Norby. Swinging a hard hit ball out toward right field as running back, but he's got a beat on it. A warning track, he makes the catch. Line out to deep right, and Mayo, or Norby is retired. Now Mayo will umpire and crew for today's game. Matt Carley and the crew chief over at third. Jay Young Kim is at first. And Tom Fornarola calls the balls and strikes behind. As Mayo digs in, 47 average, a 690 OPS, 21 games, 3 doubles, no 2 home runs, 9 runs batted in. As says, the first base side and fires the first. Norby slaps it into right center field for a base hit. Toward the gap, but it's cut off by Daniel Cabrera. Mayo will hold with just a single, but a great run that Mayo is on. Hits in 4 consecutive games now for the right-hander, and 8 of his last 9. That ties a season-high hit streak for him with Bowie. Two-out base hit when Bowie didn't get their first base hit until the start of the yesterday against Erie's Ty Madden. Madden spun a quality start, a season-high, a career-high, 10 strikeouts. And now Hudson will bat here with runner at first, 270 average and 833 OPS. And Haskin watches fastball miss just at 93, 1-0 to start. 99 games for Haskin this year, 22 doubles and 3 triples, 14 home runs, 52 batted in. Works out of the stretch for the first time today, fires the 1-0 pitch in, and Haskin to hack at a changeup to foul it off to the right, and it's a ball and a strike now. But each of the last two losses in this series, we have been by 1 run. Lost 3-2 on Friday and 4-3 last night. with multiple chances with runners in scoring position. Stranded, the 1-1. Haskins swings, misses on a high fastball. It's a ball and two. Bowie loaded the bases in the top of the ninth inning last night with an out, two single error, and they got a force out, a strikeout, ended the inning, ended the game. Runner at first, two away here in the first. The 1-2 to Haskins, swung on and missed, strike three. Flores strikes out two in a scoreless first inning. Mayo stranded first, and we go to the bottom of the frame. Be coming on up. You're listening to Base Soccer.
When your commercial plumbing product for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen, DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Start your partnership today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Adonis Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Arundel Medical Center, Dr. Trinity Medical Center, or one of our offices in your neighborhood. At Lumina Health, you are the MVP. Learn at luminishealth.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox come up empty up of the first, a two-out single by Kobe Mayo granted. And as we move to the bottom first, here in Erie, Pennsylvania, Chase McDermott warms in the mound. And he face off against the following Erie Seawolves. Leading off at second base, you've got Andrew Nagato, followed by Gage Workman at shortstop. Parker Meadows, the center fielder, bats. Quentin Aporti at first base, bats fourth. Dane Myers in left field, bats fifth. Dylan Catcher, bats sixth. Daniel Cabrera, field seventh. Trey Cruz at third base, eighth. And Bryant Packard is the D-bats ninth. Erie is the double affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. They're Gabe Alvarez, assisted by Julian Dan Rickaball, and Ollie Cade. Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. Erie is 74-50 on the year, 3rd-20 in the second half, and again their lineup, Navagato, Workman, Meadows, Napiers, Dingler, Cabrera, Cruz, Packard, all to face off against Chase Dermott on the mound. Navagato digs in. The right-hander's hitting 262 this season with a 780 open, 83 games, 15 doubles, no triples, 14 home runs, 35 runs batted in. As first pitch home, and Navagato belts at left center field. Haskins running back. He's reaching up at wreck and makes the catch. That one a lot higher than it looked initially have gone off of the bat. But Haskins was fortunately able to cover some ground while shifted the other way. Rest of the defense for Boone. Got Connor Norby in left, his seventh game here, while Haskins is in center, Watt right. Kobe Mayo at third. Errol Hernandez at short. Cesar Prieto. And Toby Welk at first. And Cody Roberts for Chase McDermott. First pitch, Gage Workman, switch hitter, watches fastball miss down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. 230 average for Workman this year, 717 OPS in 114 games, 27 double, 8 triples. Next pitch, curveball, just misses away, and it's two balls. 14 home runs, 66 runs batted in this season. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 pitch is belted up first baseline, but foul. High fastball was kind of hit home, but just a little bit too early for Workman. That one would have cleared the netting had it fair in right field. McDermott shakes one off, but now he turns the next pitch, and it bounces in. Off speed, runs the count to 3-1. McDermott, 6'3", 197 pounds, 24-year-old right from Anderson, Indiana. Traded from Houston at the deadline. He was a part of the three-team deal that involved Trey Mancini. The 3-1. Bounce to first, holding on it easily as well. He'll get the waist and trot to the bag himself unassisted. Two up, two down. The Bay Sox are in their alternate jerseys today. Black block Bowie side, gray pants, black cap. While the Seawolves special jersey today. It's Black Panther night at the ballpark. So they're wearing jerseys designed and inspired by the Marvel superhero character with that spiked necklace design across the chest. For Parker Meadows misses down and away a changeup. No. White Seawolves on the front still in text. And then white pants and a black for Erie. 263 average for Meadows, 807 OPS. Next pitch is last ball, misses high, and it's 2-0 no strikes. 9 games for Meadows this year with 15-6 triples, 16 home runs, 4 batted in. Here's the 2-0. Up comes right down Broadway, and it's 2-1. Chase McDermott is 1-1 this season with Bowie, a 10-point ERA. This is just his 4th double-A start. One is swung on and missed, curve, and it's 2-2. 15 total innings for McDermott. He struck out 15 batters, but has also walked 12 and allowed 5 home runs. Opponents are only hitting him at a 213 clip, though. Bases empty, 2 away, and the 2-2 pitch bounces in. Ball went well too far down the plate. You can see the divot about feet in front of the plate where that skipped in. Runs the count. McDermott hasn't allowed a base hit on a full count yet. 0 for 5, but 4 strikeouts, 7 walks. That's been the key. Score game here in the bottom of the first.
Infield playing straight up on the lefty. 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted up toward deep left field toward the corner. Norb running, loses the hat. He dives, and it's off in fair territory. Into second, Meadows with his 16th double of the season. Norby gave it a good run, but it was just far out of his reach. And he gets a runner in scoring position on a full count double by Parker Meadows. A lot of work on full counts last couple of games as Quinson Portis steps in. He had a home run yesterday out. It was his fifth full count home run all season out of 29. And then yesterday, Andrew Dashbach had his first full count season after having 70 appearances go full at the year. Here's Naporti, first pitch, side fastball. It's nothing and one. 272 average for Naporti and 85 OPS in 109 games, 23 doubles and 2 triples. He leads with 29 home runs and with 82 RBI, both categories. Runner at second, two away, the 0-1 pitch. Naporti slices it foul to the right side, nothing and two. So this is where he needs to knuckle back in. The second innings have been some of his troublesome innings just over his first. But, of course, he is coming off of a good start. Altoona, the 0-2, is a late back on an inside fastball, and Naporti punches it foul to the right side on a bound, and the count stays. McDermott retired the first 9 batters he faced against Altoona on Sunday. He walked the first batter of the fourth inning and out gave up an RBI double, but that was it. He would have won the game, but Erie blew a save and walked off. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Hanging curve on an inside, and Naporti takes a whiff at it. First strikeout for McDermott. Strands a 2-out double at second base. As we move to the second, we're scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got it for football. Friday, September 9th, Sox football kickoff in Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Adley played college football before he joined the field. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So come to join the Bay Sox football kickoff Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at Sox.com.
A birthday bash Bay Sox is the best time. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate the star of the show. Dance on the play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get the stadium sing for you. Bay birthday parties, an unforgettable and experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Baseball is specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse casers, a physical therapist, and more. All your employee back to work, contain and keep premiums down. That teamwork. To learn more, connect with your aide or visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
Bottom of the second, Erie, a scoreless ball game, each two-out base hit, but stranded as Wilmer Flores worked around a single in the first for 14 pitches. It worked around a Parker Meadows double first on 16 pitches. Star Prieto will lead off 5, 6, and 7 up to bat, and the only left-hander on roster, hitting 266 this season with a 6-2 OPS in 80 games. As Flores waits with third in as Prieto the first pitch and fouls it off back to the screen, nothing in one. Prieto won to attempt the bunt lately. Him in a leadoff role. Go after the first pitch, and then that's it. The 0-1 misses high a fastball, and it's one. But as I constantly say, opposing defenses never really have come to that fact just yet because the third baseman still plays in if he wants to try for it. The 1-1 pitch in, and Prieto waves and misses on a low call. It's a ball and two strikes. 2 doubles and no triples for Prieto. 3 runs and 32 runs batted in. For him, Cody Roberts and Toby Welk will bat. If any of them reach, Andres Angulo should get a chance. As the watch is too far inside, affects 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind pushing out of right field. Have some heavy ones that are moving through, but not too much of a chance of tomorrow might be a different story. And we're going to cross our fingers as to what might come to pass in terms of the weather here. The 2-2, Prieto gets again, and it goes back to the screen. Counts. Score on top of the second. We did have the early of a potential run-up on the opposing pitcher yesterday. Ty Madden, some lengthy first two innings, the 2-2, a swing and a change-up, and it's poked to second. Picked up by Andrew Navagato and sent first in time. Prieto is retired away. Yeah, by the end of this, Ty Madden had already thrown 32 pitches, so he was getting up there. But he right back into pace, thanks to pitch third and a 5-pitch But then Bowie instantly drowned by taking the fifth inning 20 pitches, even though they did strike out in order. It was a fitting outing for Madden, but start. Here's Roberts. First pitch to the right-hander is a curve, but brushes him off inside. He peels back. Count starts out at 1-0. 64 average for Roberts with a 7 PS in 72 games played. 16 doubles and no triples, 7 homers. As the next offering is called a strike, snapped up on the lower inside corner. It's 1-1. Roberts has 38 runs in. Flores gave up hits in his last start. It was a winning effort. Behind 6 innings, Zicksburg, the 1-1. Fouled off right side, and it's a ball on 2 strikes. Remember, collected 7 hits against him. First appearance, May. That was only the second start at AA for Flores. And at the moment, that's still tied for a season's high from Anders. 7 hits. The 1-2 pitch. Roberts is breaking ball down and inside. Third strike up for Flores. So now here's Toby Welk. 252 average for Welk, a 735 OPS in 30 games. 8 doubles and no triples, 4 home, 19 runs batted in. 4-5 start time here this afternoon. You've got plenty of sunlight to deal with now that some of the clouds are starting. First pitch into Welk is called a strike on the inside edge. It's 1 with the 605 start times that we had the first 4 games this week. There was a little bit of shadow that was cross-played every day. And it took about till the third inning for the shadows to reach infield. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. It's nothing in 2 on Welk. Does add a good series. 7-15 with a homer and 5 runs batted. 3 strikeouts against 1 walk. But Bowie has been having a tough time in these couple of innings. Really, one batter has had some 2 is swung on and golfed out toward field. But Myers has it read the way. He steps back only about 3. Makes the catch and the Bay Sox in order in the second. Bottom of the frame coming up. We're scoreless. You're listening to baseball.
Sky Shooter D's by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line work shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true physicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 560-328-1361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated, your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality services custom tailored with guaranteed for even the toughest lawns. On the also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Quickly and effectively control insects and enjoy doors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to oninc.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with week promotions all season. Tuesdays are appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at office with a proof of service and you'll off price. Bring along your furry friend off Wednesday. And it's the best happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light Draft. Other beer specials throughout the year. Live music to get your night started. It's a great time at the ballpark, so get yours now at BaySox.com.
Bottom of the second in a scoreless here in Erie as the Bay Sox have 1 base, 2 innings. Chase McDermott goes on his inning, this time against Dane Myers, Dylan and Daniel Cabrera. Myers, a 270 average and an 853 OPS this season in 93 games played. First pitch from McDermott is a fastball that misses in. It's 1-0 to start. 5 batters that McDermott has faced have started ahead in the count. 1 ball and no so far. Next pitch, Myers watches curb side. It's 2-0. 15 doubles and errors this year, 24 home runs in this series, 66 RBI. Pitch bounces in, 3 balls and no strikes. Myers had the pivotal game-winning home run in the bottom of the 8th last night. Hit it against Jason Elliott after Elliott came on to try and curve a 3-3 tie. The 3-0 outside, a 4-pitch walk. First walk given up by either as Myers reaches safely. Not the batter that you should really be walking, as Myers has struck out 102 times this season. That is only 17th walk this year. Here's Dillard, 242 average, a 7 OPS in 105 games. First pitch, fastball misses high, 5 straight out of the zone for McDermott. 22 doubles and 3 triples with 14 runs and 58 runs batted in. Walks have burned McDermott constantly here in his young AA career, the 1-0. Dub. Left side, found May arranging, looking for the tarp, and he's going to run out of room. That one actually got well out of. the wind had died down a little bit. If it's as windy as it was in the last half, maybe that ball would have carried back a little bit toward the field. But the count goes even at one. There's no one out. Here's a pickoff throw. No. Myers does have 18 stolen bases this season, and he had a critical one in the inning yesterday as well. After singling, he stole second, and with two outs came around to score Daniel Cabrera single. The 1-1 here to Dingle, high, fastball, runs it to one strike. Right side of the infield here for Dingler as 2-1 is called a strike, and a good curve inside, it's 2-2. Dingler, more of a pull-heavy batter. He just more than often avoids going in the middle. He'll go the other way, a fairly average basis, and more often than anything else. 2-2 pitch here, and Dingler watches outside. Slider runs it full. Parker Meadows had a double with two outs in the 3-2 pitch. Full count that McDermott has worked to today. After a 16 first inning, this second is off to a lower start. Right-hander sets. Myers takes the 3-2, is called strike three. Second is, it was close, but Cesar Prieto able to get the tag there in time. Myers beat out the throw, his 18th stolen base of the season. Called out on strikes, that's the second punch for Chase McDermott today, but stolen bases still help as Bowie doesn't want to fall behind here in the bottom of the setting. Daniel Cabrera digs in. 2.06 average and a 6.0 OPS in 85 games played. First pitch home, Cabrera drills it out to deep left center field. This could be tough, but Corby sees it. Steps back and makes Myers. Wasn't even thinking about tagging. And that's a pivotal out here for the second of the inning. And now Trey Cruz will be an opportunity for McDermott. Another a scoreless frame. Get you right back in terms of two. A first pitch out after a pitch walk and a full count strikeout. So here's Cruz for 11 in his first four games at AA, a 7.02 OPS, but no exits. He's been walks, three walks, four strikeouts. First pitch here, and Cruz watches a fastball called for strike edge. It's nothing in one. So back-to-back first pitch strikes for mid. They've got a decent shift on first base playing close to the foul line, the 0-1. Swinging a curveball down. That was a good one from McDermott. Hadn't seen the curveball much this. So no balls and two strikes. Score here in the bottom of the second inning. Bowie went down order in the second. Here he gets first batter aboard here in the second on a forked walk. He stole second base on a strikeout. And now the 0-2 to Cruz is slowly to first. Easy play for Welk as scoops at the foot. Turns the corner to first, and he'll continue jogging back to the unassisted. Ends the inning, and that leadoff walk is stranded at second. Third inning, scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and remember your favorite Bay Sox player and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at great prices. Local to the main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com. Tackle Box is the only place to get Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time, rich, flavorful coffee beans, lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil, to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines and those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Refresh real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, find a tenured team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow, to document security and storage. We understand people print, not jerseys. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more. We can help you. DCA.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
Still only one homestand left this season at Georgia Stadium. After the Bay Sox wrap up trip tomorrow, they're back home on Day the 6th, and includes the last fireworks show of the year as well on the 10th. So be sure to get your tickets at Basecom. Should be a fun day. We're the third here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox and the Seawolves are still. Andres Angulo leads off. 8-1 in the Bowie lineup to face off against Flores. Right-hander only has out in two scoreless innings. The first pitch, and Angulo watches a high fastball. It's 1-0 to After Angulo, Zach Watson and Eyes will bat. Andres Angulo, 3-3 to 714 OPS, still just 5 games with Bowie. As the pitch is fouled off, back to the screen, it's 1-1. Angulo has triples or homers. He's driven in 3 Sox this season. He's only struck out 3 times, has not drawn a walk. Needed 13 pitches for his perfect second one here, is again fouled. Back to the screen, and it's a ball on 2 strikes. Scout Cody Roberts on 4 pitches, and got a couple of quick outs of Cezo and Toby Welk. Here too, and Gulo again gets a piece. Time on a high fastball. Goes to the screen. Keep the count the same. Now the clouds are going to carry over a little bit on this ballpark. Give us a little more shade from the sunlight. We staff inning. Another 1-2 pitch, and Angulo reaches for it. Splinters his bat on a crawl over towards short. Picked by Gage Workman. With time to spare, he gets it to first. Picks 3 put out. Yeah, small sliver. I'd say about 6 inches long. Maybe more so foot, and about 3 or 4 wide. Just flew out toward third base and came just about toward the pitcher's mound. So a little piece there, and there's one away as Zach Watson steps up. Number 9 batter hitting 77 with a 533 OPS to him, and he rips it to third but foul. Kicked up a large chunk to the left side of the foul line, only about from third base, and you can still see that little dirt. So it's nothing in one start. 81 games for Watson, this 9 doubles and 2 triples. 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 offering, and Watson hits it up. Right side of the infield, ranging out to the outfield grass. Naporti, just before crossing the foul line, makes the catch over the shoulder. Not necessarily a mechanical, how slowly it went up and came back. Naporti didn't have much of an issue on it, and there's 2 away. Back to the top lineup now for Daryl Hernáez. Has faced just 1 over the minimum so far here. Third, still a scoreless game. Hernáez struck out swinging on just the first. A mild shift on for the right-hander first, and he gets pulled back on an inside curveball. Fortunately, just missed the waist. Pulls back to the screen. Count starts out at 1. Again, not too many first-pitch balls for Florida. That's the 4th against 10 just faced. The next pitch, and Hernáez swings through a flat edge, and it's 1-1. So again, only 2 for 19. Double-A Hernáez when you include his strikeout. I said it in pregame, I think it'd be nice to see that strike zone discipline. 1-1 is fouled off back to the screen again, ball and 2 strikes, because he had some great discipline. Both Carva and with Aberdeen, Bowie reads him on the base paths. Whether or not he's getting hits, you don't really expect him to be driving in runs a ton. You just want him on the base paths for his speed. And we've not been able to see much series. The 1-2, nice swings and misses. Another perfect inning for Flores. He's retired in a row. 4 strikeouts. Bottom of the third coming up. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their patrol services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other patrol services, call Pest Now. Reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit online at www.pestnow.com.
Get the best deals at the stadium with weekly all season. Tuesdays are military aviation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket, proof of service, and you'll only pay half along your furry friend on what day. And it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $1 Bud and Bud Light drafts with specials throughout the year. And live to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. Importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or produce. Could you imagine just some of the things that we impact? Please visit steamfitters-6.org and let's talk about how we bring value to you.
Here in Erie, still a scoreless ball game. Matt Sabatis with you on a fine night. We've seen a little bit of chilly temperatures, especially last. Problem is looking at some rain maybe going tomorrow, but we're looking good today. It's starting to poke through some clouds. Brian leads off for Erie, the number 9 batter, and Chase McDermott is a high fastball to start. 148 average and just a 418 OPS, anagram of his average, in Ames at AA, 1 double, no triple. The 1-0 pitch misses outside of fastball, and it's 2-0. No homers for Packard yet. Two runs batted. He struck out four times, walked three times. As we're scoreless here in the bottom of the third. Next bit, Packard lifts it out to deep right field. Gone. Triple A home run for Brian Packard, and he really nothing. First pitch ball, Dermott have been burning him today. He's running into the same problem he ran into in his first start, and a little bit in that Somerset, where when you fall behind early, you have to work from behind the entire time. Sets you up instantly to fire up an easily hittable pitch. What happened right there. So Packard has three RBI in here on his first double-A home run, and now it's at the top of the lineup for Andrew Navagato. First pitch. Navagato watches a called strike. High pitch, nothing and one to start. Navagato flew out to center field back in the first inning. Here's the 0-1. Ball misses down and away, and it's a ball and a strike now. Next offering misses down and inside. 2-1. After missing those first two pitches, Dermott just fed him a fastball above the waist. 2-1 misses high, and it's three balls into Navagato. This is an Erie team that is hitting home runs at a rate never before seen in franchise history. The 3-1. High ball four. Batters, a home run and a walk to start the second walk of the day from McDermott. And now here's Gage Workman. And Erie has the second most home runs in the East this season, trailing only Somerset. That was 366. Home to Workman. It's a break called for strike in the bottom edge of the zone. It's not one. Workman grounded out to first, back in the first inning. We could really use a double play right now. Shortstop would be the one for second base if that got it on the pull side hitter. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's nothing. Workman's in into five double plays this season. No two pitch. Down and away, fastball, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, you really hope that that's going to be the one blemish Chase McDermott's day. He only had only one blemish in his start against Alt Sunday. 1-2 pitch here is down it, two balls and two strikes. You've got to be careful with it. If you're giving up a home run to the batter hitting only 148, that is a tough start. Two to work. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ball down and away. Third strikeout for McDermott. First out here in the thing. But again, Bowie is going to have to work from behind. Each of their last two losses, the Seahawks scored. Well, at least they had a lead early that they scored first, because Bowie did score first on Thursday when got a solo home run. But in the bottom of that first inning, Justin Armbruster gave up two home runs, and Bowie trailed 3-1. First pitch to Parks, he squares to bunt and doesn't get anywhere. Fouled off, back to nothing and one. To a sacrifice with one out is a choice. Especially when Meadows doubled on a fullback in the first inning. Bowie trailing nothing now here in the bottom of the third. 1-1. Breaking ball, bounced the first and past the glove of Toby Welk in the right field. Now we got a good bird, a bad read off of the wall. Meadows goes to second. And there's two in score with only one out. 17 doubles on the year for Meadows. Even if Toby Welk hadn't been covering the bag, which he was supposed to anyway, so it's not like he did something wrong. But even if Toby Welk hadn't been covering on that play, ball probably still by him simply because he would have been further from the foul line in a position. But to a mound visit, as McDermott is four batters in this inning and only retired one of them. Gives a chance to look around the Eastern League, as there's actually not too much talk about. Erie has made these 4-0-5 starts a part of their schedule for the future. They do it until May in September. Why September, I'm not as certain. Well, I guess I understand why, because it does get very cold around here, so you want to at least get some sunlight additional day, and that's the point of the 4-0-5 starts. But because of the 4-0-5 start, we and Erie are the only teams playing in the Eastern League. Altoona and Akron will get going at 6, as will Richmond and Harrisburg, and Hartford and Reading. Binghamton and Somerset won't get going at 35, and then New Hampshire, Portland at 7:05. And now here's Quincy Napoorty. Strikeout swinging on three pitches in the first inning. First pitch to him here is popped foul out of play. Right side, and it's nothing and one to start. Again, double play is out of the equation now with runners at second and third. Still one out. The infield plays fully in. Sets, looks back second base, fires the one, and it bounces in. We're seeing too much of the curveball thing here from McDermott. What exactly leads to... Too many balls skipping in right now. As makes running into issues. He steps off of the back, waiting for this 1-1 pitch to Porty. In third, one away. As the next pitch in, down and away. Slider runs it to two. Well, that's McDermott is not looking too pretty right now either. 48 pitches, only two of them going for strikes. That's fairly, again, you want it around 60%. The 2-1 called a strike. Fastball in the upside corner. It's 2-2. Well, Napoorty was quite for the Tigers organization this passing. Got his chance at an affiliated ball after a couple of years out. Not wasting it. The 2-2. Bounced foul. Too far ahead of a curve, 75, and the count stays. And Napoorty played for a team affiliated with a major league club since 18. Didn't play at all in 2020, he did. But then in 2021, he played indie ball in the Frontier League. He got signed to be the veteran infield presence, strictly Erie. And it's a role that he's really good well. The 2-2. Not sure missed. Maybe a bit inside. Runs the count full. So a big pitch here for McDermott. The 3-2. Grounded to third. Speared by Mays home with it. And they've got a runner. Navagato came sprint home. A great play in the hot corner by throw out Andrew Navagato. 5-2. Second out of the inning. Parker Meadows put on the play as well. Porty moves to first on the field choice. Second out of the inning. Bowie has run into that play offensively dozens of times this season. So to finally turn themselves is a sign of good luck to come. Because they need it right now. Dane Meyer steps in. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Fell outside, it's nothing in one. Meyer's walked on just four pitches. Second inning. One of the lowest walk rates on the team. Less than 4.01. Misses high, and it's a ball and a strike. Well, it's a chance for McDermott to damage to just one run here in the third. Here's one, and Myers smacks it right field. Watson has a read, goes around, and makes the catch. McDermott holds line after allowing the solo home run Packard. He strands Chase, but we go to the fourth and boots. It's 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks at the ballpark. Your group can eat their unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 1-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated Lawn Care Team, providing professional organized lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. This is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and safely and effectively control insects indoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Dealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeon, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, more. All to get your employee back, contain costs, and keep premium down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chess Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fans, don't forget, care's matter, patient first. Urgent care that's open 8 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. On to the fourth inning here in Erie as the Bay Sox now trail 1-0. Home run for Bryant Packer, the 1-8 batting number 9 hitter for Erie, has them ahead as Wilmer Flores gets back to work for the fourth. Fired 7 consecutive batters. Norby digs in, and the first pitch home to the right, squares, but pulls back on a high fastball. Got there in time, and starts out at 1-0. Norby out to right field his first time up. Happy Mayo will bat, and then Hudson Haskin to follow. As sends in the next, Norby sets a piece on a high fastball. It's back at sure, and it's a ball and a strike now. Norby's had a good series, 6-for-17. 3 home runs and 5 runs batted in. Man can't do it all. As pitch, he swung on and missed down an inner ball. It's 1-2. What's the loss of Joey Ortiz and Colton Cap promotion to AAA all the more to Bowie, especially after the one-run loss last night and the night before. The one Torby pokes it foul. Third base while reaching ahead on a low curveball. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Three of the last time these two teams played. I shouldn't say last time. Bowie was here once already this season, but last season when Bowie and Erie played at ballpark, the only time they played here last year, it was billed at what was going to be the most packed series in all of baseball that year. And it really didn't live to that expectation. The 1-2 to Norby missed the fastball. It's 2-2. And there was plenty of good reason why. There were four of the top 5 prospects in minor league baseball anticipated to appear, with Riley Green, who eventually became a top prospect for all, Spencer Torkelson, who was a first overall. The 2-2 is fouled off to the right side, stays on Norby. And then, of course, Rutschman, who was the 2019 overall pick. And then Rodriguez pitched, obviously, for only 1 game. But in that series, Spencer Torkelson and Rutschman, I think, combined batted for less than 200 over the 6-game set. And it's a wash. The 2-2 misses inside, a curveball to Norby. Runs full. So, again, one man do it all. And while Norby is a stellar series, the base sides around him haven't been able to get critical hits at the key. 3-2 pitch, and Norby is a swing for a called strike 3. Game on the inside, and Norby has some parting words for it, as that looked to be in the similar spot as the previous called ball. And the ball that was called for ball 3 was strike anyway. So here's Kobe. 8 consecutive batters with Wilmer Flores. Mayo has the only time spent base for Bowie today. He singled with 2 first. First pitch to him here. Mayo watches a called strike. Fastball in the upper corner. And it's nothing and 1 to start. Here's the next. Called for strike again. Mayo not happy about it. Steps out of the box and just stares bloody umpire. Count goes to nothing and 2. Spooey trails 1-0 here in the 4th. Next pitch home from Flores. And Mayo just high. I mean, that one looked to be same as the pitch that Mayo just got called for. Quincy Naporti at first base, he didn't even understand how that pitch missed. He just threw his arms up instinctively in confusion at the play. Here's the 1-2. Mayo fouls off a piece. Gets back in, and the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Boom. A lot of trouble with this umpiring crew 2 weeks ago, and they were in charge of the summer sets here. And it just seems to be the continuing through the course of this series. Which is very fortunate considering the gravity that's the 1-2. And Mayo, knuckles hurt, rolled over to first. Naporti gloves, he's going to have to beat Mayo. And he does by about a half step. Mayo was booking it, but a 3 unassisted is the second out of the inning. 9 in a row retired by Florida. Hudson Haskin. Chase McDermott's day might be shorter. He needed 25 pitches in the inning. Meanwhile, Flores, already 2 more outs recorded, 5 fewer pitches. Haskins in, he struck out on a 1-2 pitch back in the inning. First pitch here, and he watches it miss low. Fastball starts low. Again, 1 trails. They try falling into second place. The 1-0. Haskins watches it miss hot balls and no strikes. The Bay Sox have been in second place for a handful of days over the past few weeks, especially after they lost 5-7 in that series with Akron. They've been at least tied for first for well over a week now, the 2-0. Strike at the letters, it's 2-1 to Haskin. So they do a tie for first back on the 24th. And they've either been tied or possession every day since. Next pitch, here's a pop foul. Base side, it'll get out of play. Just up against the tarp, but Trey Cruz really would have sprinted to get there with how the ball actually hung up. Run the count even at two strikes. Perez has that long brown hair that sits on the back of his tall frame. See, he's got a perhaps more muscular build, it seems, than his older brother. The 2-2 pitch to Haskins. Winging a little nubbed off of Haskins' foot. Pulled back to the pitcher's mound. The catcher is ready to sprint at it. Flores actually right at it off of the plate, but Haskins actually looks to be in pain. He's dropped his helmet. He's leaning over his bat slightly. He's kind of walking around, kicking that foot up to stretch it out, stretch the leg muscles as well, but it doesn't seem the athletic training staff is going to come out and check. They're just going to let him go through it quickly. Plate umpire does give him the moment. And delivers a ball to Flores, wipes off home plate. Precious seconds, of course, add up. And as Haskin digs back, Sun starts to slowly creep back across the field of play with a cloud moving away from it. The 2-2 pitch, Haskin watches a curveball for Colt. On the inside edge, Haskin hovers in the box for a long time, and Pointy thinks that pitch missed. He's still talking with the umpire as he's heading back to the dugout. Six strikeouts for Flores. He's retired 10-0. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Bowie trails winning. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to security and storage, we understand P-Print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-77-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office made easy.
Hey fans, do you know your mudheads from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of baseball, and compete for tickets and experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com and up and play. Return for each open round for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun in a rundown.
Shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky, top of the line fireworks shows, following Sox games all season long. We'll do the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional shooting, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-328-1361. Visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Fourth inning here at UPMC Park, and it's still a 1-0 game. Sox, over four innings, have one base runner. Jace McDwork facing 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup. First pitch to Dylan Dingler is a curveball called for inside edge. It's nothing and one. Well, those inside curveballs have been generous, a very put-in zone, as the 0-1-2 Dingler is swung on and missed outside a slot. Hudson Haskins on one to end the top of the fourth. Watched it on replay, and it was not a strike. And that pitch to Dingler really wasn't a strike either. The 0-2 is swung on and is down to 3. Three-pitch strikeout for McDermott. Two of the pitches weren't even in the zone. And, of course, one of them he swung at. Ding down, that's the fourth strikeout for Chase McDermott. Look, and I've said this a lot. I said it back when Bowie was facing Somerset. And a little bit in the Altoona news that whenever I bring up a point to disagree with a ruling on Alda, I try to make sure that I don't be a homer about it. It's the first pitch to Brera is called a strike in the upper outside corner 1. And the fact remains is that both teams in this game disagree with the zone. The 0-1 pitch low, and it's a ball and a strike. They've both voiced vocal disagreements for it today and previously in the series. The 1-0 misses up and away, and it's two balls and a strike. After Cabrera to bat, Bowie trails 1-0. Cabrera to left field back in the second inning. Here's the one. Curveball called for strike on the top half. It's 2-2. Haven't seen too much from McDermott. Ball high. We've seen it plenty, including a handful that have bounced in front of home. At least 3-5. 2-2 pitch. Pulled foul. Skied outside out of play, and the count stays in. But it was a long third for McDermott, and that's probably going to ruin his chance to even go six. As the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. Ball racks up to 95 in the upper outer. Fifth strikeout for McDermott, and two away here to start the fourth. So now Trey Cruz. But again, 25 pitches in that inning. Gave a solo home run to Breckard on a 2-0 count to start. Andrew Navigado. First pitch to Cruz. Called a strike. Oh, goodness. That curveball looked to be under the knees. A good snap up at least by Cody Roberts, but it's thinking one to start. For the switch hitter, next pitch, down and away. Best ball is a ball and a strike here. McDermott found runners at second and third with one out. Fortunately, got a good play at the plate for the 1-1. Smacked out toward deep left field. Norby's ranging on it to the corner. He looks to have a beat. Hands it down. Just the foul line. Three up, three down inning for McDermott. An efficient frame with two strikeouts. Top of the fifth coming up. Bowie needs to get on the ball trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Members get access to special members' events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. And next, the Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Hey coffee lovers, know to find the world's freshest cup of coffee right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to selecting the kind of coffee you want. This, the freshest, most flavorful cup you can buy is at Royal Farms. Try one. It'll be love at first sip. Because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh. Rest. Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages, best benefits in our industry. Website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Fifth inning here in Erie, still a 1-0 game. And then 5, 6, and 7 to the plate. Wilmer Fez is still riled. 11 make the 10 consecutive outs. Cameo, the only base runner for Bowie, with a first pitch single outs in the first. That's been it. Cesar Parides off, left-hander, grounded out to second. Back in the second, first pitch here is a high. Misses, and the count starts out at 1-0. The first pitch ball has been there for Flores today as well. That's the fourth against his last five batters. Second trip through the order, the 1-0 pitch. And Prieto swings and misses on a fastball side. It's 1-1, but he's never seemed fit, at least in comparison to Chase McDermott, who hasn't had pitch balls, but the ones that he's had, they seem to burn him more often than not. The 1-1 pitch, and Prieto smacks it foul up the third baseline. Run the count to a ball and two strikes now. After Prieto, Cody Roberts and then Elk will bat as Bowie trails 1-0 of the fifth. Brian Packard's solo third has been the only run today. Flores steps high, fires the 1-2, and Prieto gets it off. This one's skied out to the left and stays. A handful of first turned into base hits and walks. Packard at a 2-0 count before he homered in the third. And a 1-2 still here on Prieto as Flores sends it. And Prieto pulls back on a high fastball. They'll go into a peel on it as Prieto kind of turned his shoulders while avoiding it. But the barrel too far, the appeal holds up, and the count's to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the next. Prieto swings and misses. Half swing on a high fastball. He had no chance. Seventh strikeout for Wilmer Flores. Bowie's starting pitchers have shown why they're the best in the league over the next couple of days. Solson struck out 9 batters in 6 inning ball on Thursday. Ty Madden, career-high 10 strikeouts in 6 innings of ball yesterday. Will Morez, 7 strikeouts in 4 and a third scoreless ball. First pitch is bounced to the right side, taken up deep in the hole by Andrew Navagato, and tossed to first base in time. Roberts taken out on one pitch. There's 2 away. Here's Toby Welk. Welk flew out to left 2-0 pitch back in the second inning. As the first pitch, Welk watches a called strike. Upper inserts, nothing and one to start. It was a 19-pitch fourth Flores, but much like Madden, he's getting some frames following as the Welk bounces in. It's 1-1. Remember, Madden had a 7-pitch fourth, 5-pitch fifth. That helped him finish out the 6 innings. 1-1 here, gone and missed. Fastball up and a 1-2 strikes. In all seriousness, Madden probably up for the 7th inning, but Erie opted against it, and it actually burned. We tied the game against one of the Erie relief in Moreno. It's empty two away here in the top of the fifth as Bales 1-0. Here's the next. And takes a half swing and a curve ball down and inside. Appeal to the first base umpire. Confirms the holdup. Ends at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Welk's had a great series. Both he and Norby have played well, but I said, while Norby was batting, one man could do it all. Sometimes even two men can't do it all. As the 1-2 is checked on high ball, Welk didn't get the bat too far off of Holder, so it runs the count full. Especially when they bat so far apart in the lineup. Second, and Welk is usually anchoring in the bottom three. That is helpful, of course, but when the other batters around them can base, then it doesn't do much. Payoff pitch to Welk. He holds off on a low and in curveball for ball four. First walk, Gip Flores today. He has walked large handlers this season on full counts, but doesn't walk too many batters overall. So Bowie gets a two-out base, extends the inning at least just a little bit. But Andres Angulo will bat now with a tying run at first base. Still, however, in the fifth. Angulo grounded out to the shortstop back in the third inning. First pitch here. Watch his fastball miss too far outside. It's the start. Again, Angulo has come up in pretty big moments for the Bay Sox, despite only appearing in 5 games. His role in the Orioles organization to just be a catcher at any affiliate needs the coverage. Next pitch is foul out to the right side, and it's ball and a strike. While Maverick Hanley was on the injured for a week, Angulo was brought to fill that gap. He caught a couple of games. He's the DH to Dudley is back from the injured list, but I imagine Angulo will stick out the weekend with Bowie. Because maybe even ride with the team a bit longer, all depending. And Angulo had an RBI single 2 weeks ago in his last appearance. Next year, misses outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike on an runner at first, 2 away here in the top of the fifth. It's just a 1-0 game. Dermott allowed a solo home run to Brian Packard opening the third inning. It's 3 hits. The 1-1 here is foul to the right side. And it was 2-1. They've still not caught the count up, Lee, on the video board. It's 2-2. Steps back in. Here's the next. That bounces in, and it's in front of Dingler. The runner will advance. Dingler was not too speedy to go. It hit off of his, and I think he was just going to let it stop in front of home plate, but it kept rolling so far away that Welk was able to the free base. As the count full, a runner moves to scoring position for the first time all day for Bowie. And Angulo, who knows, base hit, could tie this game up. Here's the, and Angulo watches slider miss side for ball four. So the wedge wasn't necessarily during the equation. As Flores walks consecutive batters here with 2 outs in the fifth. I imagine this might lead to visit. See anyone warming in the Erie bullpen, though. Flores is still at an okay pitch count. Was his 76th overall, but careful. Dan Riccobal, the pitching come out and chat. But again, teams underway just yet in the East League. They won't get going until 6 o'clock. Same to be said about the Orioles organization. Folk hosts Lehigh Valley at 6:35. Aberdeen hosts Hickory. That's the Rangers affiliate at 6:05. Same to be said with Fredericks Delmarva down in Oregon. Well, the Orioles are on a good run right now. They're having a lot of fun celebrating Robinson Chirinos, celebrating 10 years of service time in Major Baseball. That is one of the accomplishments that I feel a lot of people in terms of Major Baseball players. There's a lot in terms of your health care and what sort of amenities you get from the league following your retirement. It's a very exclusive club to reach 10 years of service time. So congrats in Chirinos, and it sounds like the team is going to at least have some sort of event or something to mark the occasion for Chirinos. Something well-deserved, of course. As Zach Watson steps in, tie run at second, go-ahead run at first. We're trailing 1-0 here in the fifth with Watson popped out to first. This time up in the first pitch here, he lifts it out to the field. Myers is back to the wall. Red on the warning track. The inning is over. A sentence told many times. Bowie strands a runner in scoring position. A tying runner. Halfway home at UPMC Park. Bowie trails one. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ball is a game of specialists. Base, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Cruise Insurance apart from other work compensation insurance companies. Our health team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, in costs, and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at EIWC.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with Bay Sox. The best value to see the fans at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat for, and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including exchange options, discounts on suite rest, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible first home game of the year. Get your panel by calling 301-464-4865. We're heading iSox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. Matt Sabatis with you from UPMC Park. As the Bay Sox trail 1-0, Chase McDermott is back to work. He is hoping for another clean. He retired the side in order in the fourth with outs. He faces 9-1-2. First pitch to Brian Packard is line of field. Watson ranges over quick. Is on the ball to snag it. Packard with a couple of well struck. He had the solo home run back in the third inning. But fortunately, he was too antsy here in the fifth. McDermott gets him to line out. 68 pitches for McDermott so far. Tries to complete the fifth inning. Andrew Navagato will bat. 0-1 day with a center in the first. He walked on 3-1 offering in the third, but he got thrown out at on an infield grounder with runners at third. It was a close play. First pitch to him is a fastball called for strike. And again, one of those generous instances. It's nothing in one to start. Next offering for McDermott and a high fastball. Navagato played, but only really moved the hands. Barrel, and it's a ball and a strike now. His bell's 1-0 here in the fifth. Already the next pitch is a curveball rolled over foul to and it's a ball and two strikes. McDermott has given up only two ground balls, maybe because Naporti did hit into the face in the third, but only three ground balls against the first 18 batters. The 1-2 pitch, dive out toward right field, slicing the other way. Watson deep into the corner, reaches, makes the catch at the waist before bracing up against the wall deep into the pen. He pulled it down still in fair territory, so that could have gone in for a double, if not a triple, the way that that right field court plays here at UPMC Park. Sin took away, no matter as it was, it would have been an extra base, and Watson pulls it down with a good grab. I feel like that one's worthy of a star. And now here's Gage Workman with 2-7 in a row retired. But at first pitch to Workman, he tries to squint again, but watches it all the way low, and the count's 1-0. Here's the next pitch. Another curve down, and it's two balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-2 overall. Grounded out to first in, struck out swinging in the third. As the pitch is bounced to first, but up the line, it pulls foul. Moment. Two in the strike now, as Bowie trails being here in the bottom of the fifth. Do one pitch, and Workman swings and misses on a low beat. It's 2-2. The way that this game is going is continually reminding me of the way that the last two games have gone for Bowie. Then some pretty strong pitching performances from the pitchers as the 2-2 is checked on, up and away. Fastball, and Workman held off. It's full. Bowie has gotten some strong. They have had to dance. You can't deny that Workman, or rather, had to work with those second and in the third inning as the next pitch is swung down for strike three. But McDermott now, 8 in a row retired. He's up 6 strikeouts. Bowie's offense needs to finally back him up. As we go to the sixth, they'll trail 1-0. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Sky Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with the Alliance fireworks shows following Basics games all season long. We will give the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us 570-328-1361 online, zypyrotechs.com.
It's not baseball season without fire, and you can always count on the biggest, best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered. The 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Fireworks show left in 2020. It's Saturday, September 10th. Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town for 6:35. Hope to see you.
Partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call for general pest control, term control, mosquito control, and all pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-31-8300 or online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the sixth inning here in Erie as the Bay Sox still trail 1-0. They had their first chance of the day in the top of the fifth. Walked twice with two outs. Zach Watson, after a mound visit, flew out to on the first pitch. That ended the now as Wilmer Flores gets back, he faces the lineup for the third time through. Hernandez to lead it off. First pitch, and it's a half swing on a high tee held off, and it's 1-0 to start. Hernandez is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Connor Norby will follow, and then Cobio after that. Flores at 70, it's the 79th, is popped out of play, gets behind the home plate, and it's 1-1. And Flores has not really seemed to be anything wrong today. Seven strikeouts over five scoreless, as the 1-1 pitch is bounced to third, holding back on it and completely muffed. It's right by Trey Cruz in field. And it gets by the Myers, couldn't glove it. That's going to be hers. Wow. This has not been a clean series from Erie, and they just gifted Bowie a runner in scoring when it should have been a 5-3 putout. That's already the second Eric Cruz, just in his fourth game at third base with Erie here. And if Myers is charged with an error, I believe he will be. He was second in 38 game left field. You don't see that too often. So now Norby with the tying run at second base and out. First pitch home, and Norby watches low and in changeup. It's 1-0 to start. Well, I said it's the start of his second trip through the line. Flores has been using the off-speed to open up plate appearance for, and it's been leading to a ton of first pitch. Of course, it's not burned him yet. As the 1-0, Norby swings and misses. On a night fastball, it's 1-1. The 11 batters that Flores has faced since he started his second trip to the lineup, seven of them have first-pitch ball. Here's the 1-1. And Norby plunked off speed, up and in to get off of the hand. And he just flips the bat hard back to the dugout. He's fried. I hope his hand is okay. Athletic trainer Lindsey Bird going to come out as Norby just tries to keep his composure, looking up the first base line directly at the base only. Now, they're not giving him a grip test thing. I think she's just asking if he's right. Well, now we're checking the grip. It's the right hand. That's bad right now. He has the glove off his left hand. But yeah, it's the right hand that they're looking at. And Norby looks... He just looks angry even taking the glove off of his right hand. But they don't really give him much of a look. He says he's fine. Even if he's happy with... You know, the out for the plate appearance, as I imagine he would be. Flores does do that relatively often. He's not necessarily the deficient pitcher. That's why he last passed the fifth inning. For him to get into sixth is a rarity. That's the ninth batter he's hit this season. And it's going to be the end of the day for him as well. As Boone gets two base runners on without need of a hit or even a walk. First and second with no one out, a one-thing ball game, and Flores is done. Kobe Mayo will bat against the relief for Erie. We'll tell you about him in a second. We return after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years providing custom lawn care and pest programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention that and receive a discount on your first lawn or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoor with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com 410-695-444. Let's go, Bay Sox. On the Green, Inc. Your lawn care.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options at suites, seats, and decks ballpark. Your group can eat their unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 464-488 or going to baysox.com.
After Bowie had a big chance in the top of the inning come to a close, they put two on with two outs and stranded them. They've got an even bigger chance here in the sixth inning. As the Bay Sox trail 1-0, Wilmer Flores starts after facing two batters in the sixth. It wasn't a clean from the fielding side for he led to this one. Darryl Hernan reached second base on two errors, a fielding error by the baseman and another by the left fielder. Connor Norby hit by a pitch on the hand, and that immediately lifted Fez. So Bowie has first and second with no one out, and Billy Lesher taking over out of the bullpen. We'll face Kobe Mayo, who's 1-for-2 on the Bowie. He has the only Sox hit with a two-out single in the first. He grounded out to first in fourth. Corner infielders play in. First pitch home, and Mayo squeezes. It's a beauty up the third baseline, barehanded by the catcher, and no one's covering first base. An infield for Kobe Mayo. Bases are loaded for Hudson Haskett. That ball, as it approached the line, looked like it might have hit the grass and rolled foul. Dylan Dingler didn't waste any time pouncing on it. Problem was, Quincy Naporti had run in response to the bunted, and no one had gone to cover. By the time Andrew Navagato had realized what to do, it was too late. So a perfect bunt sit Mayo. And now the bases are loaded. Skin, who's 3-for-10 with the bases season. Middle infielders still play back. Made two outs for a tying run. First pitch. And Haskin lines it to center field for base hit. This will score one as comes down. Norby gets the wave around. The throw. There's no throw home. It's cut off. A go-ahead. Two RBI single for Hudson. And the Bay Sox lead 2-1. Sixth. They're only collecting one hit over the first five innings. The Bays rally off back-to-back hit here in the sixth. The first four batters have all reached safely. And now Bowie has a 2-1 lead, a one-run edge, and first and second still with an out. Guys number 53 and 54 skin. Both of those runs are charged to Flores, and it closes his line. First pitch to Cesar Prieto. Misses away. A fastball starts it out. Flores finishes with innings today and a couple of batters. He allowed only one hit, but runs, one of them was earned. He struck out seven and walked two. The 1-0 pitch misses down and away to and it's two balls and no strikes. As Billy Lesher takes over, he's already blown the save Lesher, a 6-foot and 15-pound, 25-year-old right from Jacksonville, Florida, 17th in the 2017 draft. Time is called as a bum in errantly from the Seawolves bullpen. They've instantly got some new up and tossing. At least that's my assumption since the ball came running. As Lesher has already blown the set. Prieto is 0-for-2. He struck out swinging in the fifth. 2-0 pitch, and Prieto lifts it high out toward deep field. Cabrera running back to corner, feeling for the wall. He's got a beat. Makes the catch deep in the corner. Both run back as the throw goes to second, and it's offline. Mayo to third, Haskin to second on a deep, productive out by Cesar. Absolutely would have been a three-run at Prince George's Stadium, but with 328 feet, some played from right field here at UPMC. That's just a deep flyout. So Prieto is 0-for-3. Now the infield will play in. If Cody Roberts can get it out of the infield, then maybe Bowie can build up insurance as they lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning, second and one away. Roberts digs in. Billy Lesher season is 26 appearance, one record, and a 5.02 RA. Has struck out as well today. Pitch, and he floats it out toward deep right. Cabrera has a track on it, makes the catch. Here comes the tag from Mayo. The throw home is close, and they try to get back end runner as it's backhanded by the pitcher, and they go to second to get Haskin. But Mayo scores. Sacrifice fly is effective, but a double play goes 9-4. 5 as Haskin is eliminated to end the inning. Boo comes from behind, trailing 1-0, plate 3 in the 6th, and 3-1 lead. We're back after this in the Bay Sox Baseball.
Takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush Mount Columbia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious hot cup, finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Are you interested in or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Friends and family out to celebrate and be the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie. Games in the stadium. Introduce a game, and you'll even get to have the state sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party. An unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book your by calling 301-64-4880 or at baysox.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Erie. The Sox have suddenly found themselves ahead. They trailed 1-0 through 5, only collecting one in the top of the sixth. The first all reached safely, and a 2-RBI single by Hudson Haskin gave lead. A sacrifice fly made it done, and as we move to the bottom of the sixth, Bowie makes a pitching change. Chase McDermott is done, and thanks to pushing ahead, he is in line for his first double-A win if the base held on. Jake Prezina is over for the Bay Sox as the left will face off against Parker Meadows, then Quincy and Dane Myers. First pitch, curveball misses inside, and another start on Meadows, who's 2-for-2, pair of doubles. 5 string innings for McDermott. He allowed 3 hits, and 1 run it was earned. Next from Prezina is a curveball for called outside edge. It's 1-1. 6 strikeouts for McDermott. He walked 2 batters and allowed a home run to Brian Packard. That was the run he'd given up. One pitch on its way, and Meadows bounces first. Gobbled up on a hard cuts by Toby Welk, and he takes it to the bag off 3 unassisted. Meadows is retired for the first time today, as Quincy Naporti will step in. So Prezina's over to try and hold the line. Fortunately, that 2-run advantage helped a tad. Jake Prezina, a 6-foot-90-pound left-hander, drafted 31st round of the 29th out of Seattle University. He fires the first two, lined up the third base side, but it looks like it's pulled foul. Down in the into the Seawolves bullpen, say it's nothing and one to start. Naporti 0-for-2, struck out in the first, hit into a 4-3. Zena sends in the next, and Naporti out toward deep left. Norby's back, looking up at the arena. Swan finds its way off the top of the arena. Naporti's 30th season, and it's a one-run game. Well, I said earlier in yesterday's game when Garrett Stallings gave up a home run to Naporti. If you're going home run to someone, I suppose that's fair. But to bend and not break now, because still going up against a batter that is not a top by any metric. As Prezina just fed a fastball at the chest to Naporti, and he hammered it. First pitch to Dane Myers is called a strike in the high corner. It's nothing and one. Bowie leads now 3-2 after putting on 3 runs in the sixth. Myers is over with a walk. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball. Center field. Good pounce by Haskin. He runs, slides, and he dropped the ball. It was off his glove. He had it and closed the glove right. Myers extended streak to 13 consecutive games. And he represents a tying run on base now for Dylan Dingler. Jake Prezina on the season has 13, have gone 3-1. With a 2.95 ERA in 21 innings, 19 strikeouts, 6 walks, he had only allowed 1 home run all before Naporti just took him long. First pitch to Dick, fastball, called for strike in the upper inside corner, it's nothing and one. Ding out twice, swinging in the fourth, in the second. Prezina is coming off of a loss to Altoona. and probably went a little bit further than he should have. The 0-1 pitch misses down and inside. It's a strike. It was a game that went to extra innings. Go back to the 27th. Bowie had a lead. Brezina came in and held the line for Bowie to come from behind as the pickoff throw doesn't get anywhere. Bowie had it. They lost it. Andrew Dame tying home run in the eighth, and Brezina had a perfect eighth and ninth. But Bowie asked him to go out for in the 10th, and he didn't have it anymore. One, swing and a miss. Off speed side, and it's 1-2 on Dingler. In that 10th inning, proud three runs to cross. Make that four runs. Three were earned. He had three consecutive held with two outs. And he lost 10-8 in 10 innings. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three on a curve that nearly hit Dingler's foot. He was so far ahead of that inside that practically up the line by the time the ball even to home plate. First strikeout for Jake Perina. Seventh overall for Bay Sox pitch. Now here's Daniel Cabrera. Cabrera 0-2, struck out swinging in the fourth inning. He flew out back in the second. Pickoff throw to first. No tag. We went on that first. I was talking with Cody Roberts a little bit ago. Just what it's like working by like Cade Povich or Jake Prezina on the mound. Roberts has been one of the most at risk catchers. First pitch to Cabrera, misses outside. Let me finish that thought. Adventurous catchers in attempt to first. And he said it was mostly in response to the way that the rules have changed in minor league baseball. It's something to pitchers in terms of holding hitters. As the 1-0 pitch is called a slower outside corner. Oh, my goodness. Roberts didn't even really attempt a snap back to the zone on that. Just down and away. Oh, goodness. Brezina got that called strike. Runner goes. The 1-1 is low, and Roberts can't make the transfer. So Meyer steals second. He's picked up crucial stolen bases against Bowie. He had one, yes, turned into a run with two outs. Early enough, when Daniel Cabrera singled. This is a needed strikeout pitch here for Jake Prezina. Runner at second, two away, Bowie by one. Prezina snaps in that left ear, drops to the waist, the 1-2 pitch. Swing for strike three. Got him with another curl. Down and away. It's looking good for Pino with that hanging breaking offering. Solo home run for Quincy. Gets Erie one run close as we move to the seventh. Bowie leads 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to itches, sore throats to stomachs, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab, and prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Pay First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project or job done safely and on, then your job calls for the Plumber 5 Washington, D.C. That will always deliver the most skilled, well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the D.C. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need members of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's. The weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with service, and you'll only pay half price. Your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every from 5 to 6:30. $2 and Bud Light drafts with other beers here, and live music to get started. It's always a great time at the park, so get your tickets now at ASOX.com.
Fans, don't forget about the last homestand of the season coming up Tuesday, September 6th, on the Sunday of that week, the 11th of September. It's the Fan Appreciation Day with a prospect t-shirt giveaway. First 513 up, we'll get a free Bay Sox shirt featuring some of the top prospects from this season. As we move to the 7th at MC Park in Erie, the Bay Sox 3-2, and the Seawolves another pitching change. Billy Lesher is done after save. Toby Welk will bat against Yaya Shen. First pitch in, and Welk watches a call. Kind of fastball inside. That's charged with the blown save, even though he was not charged with the that gave Bowie the lead. Wilmer Perez was, with his two runs, one. Lesher did allow a run of his own. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Welk lost a second, right where Andrew Navagato is. Navagato close enough to the bag that while Welk pushed it up the middle, it was still in range. A line out back and starts the inning, and now Andres Algula back. So the line for Lesher, one inning. He gave up two hits and one run. He didn't strike anyone out, didn't walk. That's the day. Gentoof takes over. After Angulo, Watson, he'll face. As the first pitch brushes him off near the ear flap. He had to buckle those knees hard away, 1-0 to start. Angulo is 0-1 in the day with a walk drawn. He grounded out to second, or to shortstop, rather, back in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch comes in, and Angulo watches all up and in again. That one not as close, but it goes to 2-0. Well, that home run from Quinson Aporks tied a Seawolves franchise record. 167 home runs for the Seawolves this season, including today. One by Brian Packard, one by Napoli. The 2-0, and Angulo smashes it out toward deep left center field. Mike's curling back at the warning track, but he has it and makes the catch before nearly coming into contact with Parker Meadows. About 356 feet. Paul Wall out there in left center. Angulo gave it a charge, but not enough. Yaya Shentouf, a 170-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Ocoee, Florida. Sixth-round draft selection in 2008. In the season for Erie, he's made 43 appearances. That leads the team. 4-2 record with a 2.98 ERA, 51 and one-thirds innings, 62 strikeouts, 15 walks, allowed 6 home runs. Watson bats. First pitch to him. Hits his helmet! Oh, goodness, Shentouf hit Watson, and his helmet clear off. Watson is down his forehead on the ground. Trainer Blake Wooten instantly sprints to check on the right-hander. I think that got the crease of his helmet, or the brim of it, rather, and Watson is up on a knee, and Forge looks to be okay, but my goodness, that's never easy. And honestly, if I were Erie at this point, it wouldn't be the worst idea to pull him out of the game, as for now. Bowie has had their problems with injuries and their problems with injuries the last couple of days. Maverick Handley, of course, re-added from the injured list, had to go under concussion protocol after taking a hard foul ball off of it that removed him from a game in the Altoona series. And they're going to give Watson a basic concussion to Blake Wooten, holds his hands up against Watson's ears, saying, and just lies as well, see how he looked. But it's just the trio that are in the right-handed batter's box, Watson, Wooten, and manager Kyle Moore. Now Watson is up. He's on his feet, and he's putting his helmet back on. Well, there are some teams, and the Erie Seawolves are one of them. Organizations, specifically the Tigerdom, as Yaya Shuf is going to get a mound visit right now. He's been wild. Those first two pitches to Angulo were so far up and in that if Angulo hadn't ducked out of the had the same fate that Zach just received, have that one to Watson, there's clearly something with the fastball. There are some organizations, and the are one of them. It happened a handful of times for them last season, and a couple of times in that if a batter gets in the helmet in any capacity, it's a 55-mile-an-hour curveball that knocked him on the thickest part of the helmet. They're still taken out of the game. It's just a precaution. Feels the risk for a game scenario in interest of long-term health of the player, which is fair. Both ends of it. I do feel, though, that he could be best suited to, makes of this game off. Because it is a seventh inning. Or at the very least, hope he'll get tomorrow. He deserves a day to rest. So that lengthy injury delay, quote-unquote injury, but just delay, visit the home plate umpire, grants Shentouf one up pitch. And he says good, so now with runner at first and two, Daryl Hernáez will bat. Bowie leads 3-2 here in the top of the setting. Hernáez is 0-3. First pitch to him here. It's down and away, a slider. 1-0 to start. Hernáez reached on two errors in the sixth inning. He the third that just went right underneath the glove, Trey Cruz, and then it did the same to Dane left field. Here's the 1-0, and it's down and away. Back pick to Fur. He missed it just barely. The throw from Dylan Dingler was to the right of Quincy Naport to stretch into foul territory to receive it. Had to snap the tap behind him to try and get Watson, and it's late. That one will still tin you. Have you shortened your lead? The point of making those back picks, that even if you don't record, you still get that back a little bit shorter. Maybe even that secondary lead as well, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on outside. Or not, he's nearly lost the helmet on that one. A ball and two strikes now. Runner at first. And a pickoff doesn't elicit a tag. We'll see if Watson tried to take off, though. He's attempted five this season, only caught once. Massive gap on the right side of the infield. Watson stays. The 1-2 is sprayed out to the right side. Or has pulled the ball over half of the time. His four games at AA. Another 1-2. And again with a piece into the netting right side. Still a ball and two strikes. Connor North is supposed to be on deck. But Andrew Dashbach is in X circle now. After Norby was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. Next pitch, and it's bounced foul off of home plate. Count stays. Were there defensive changes that didn't get announced in the last inning? Yes, there were. So Dashbach was in the last half inning, and he replaced at first base. So Dashbach's already been in the just wasn't informed. The 1-2. Just misses high. That's going to draw some well-deserved groans from the crowd. That is not a call I necessarily agree with if it's Bowie. So two balls and two strikes. The pitch gets another piece back to the screen. So for the next half inning, the jizz that didn't get announced, Bowie and Andrew Dashbach to put him at first base. And Toby Welk moved from first to left field, replacing Connerby. Dashbach is in the two-hole today. So two balls and two strikes. And Shentu steps off of the back of the runner at first, still on and out. Welk lined out to open the inning. Andres Angulo to deep left center field. Zach Watson was hit by a pitch, sent his helmet careening. Now the Bay Sox dugout is warning. The home plate umpire is showing the thinness of his skin as Kyle Moore has now come down from the coach's box to voice his displeasure. The home plate umpire has moved the mask and has walked up to discuss Moore. I think Moore is actually saying that Shentouf has taken more than two steps or off of the back of the rubber should have been called for a balk. There has been at least one pickoff that I instantly call. Yeah, no, he stepped off the back of the rubber. That was a missed call. There have been two pickoff at Shentouf just stepped off the back of the Watson should have been granted second base by the new rules. Home plate umpire missed that call, but Hernan to deep left field anyway. Myers back. He looks up at the wall, and it's gone. Daryl Hernan says bye. His first double home run is a two-run blast in the seventh, and Bowie leads 5-2. A shot for Hernan, his first extra base hit here in AA. Whatever interpretations you want to the rules, who cares? Hernandez sent them all home anyway. That's his third hit in AA total. It's home Watson after the hit by pitch, and that is some massive cushion for the Bay Sox. And now Andrew Dashbach will bat for them today. 190 average for Dashbach. 12 homers, 40 batted in. First pitch to him is called a strike. Hits on the inside edge of the zone. It's nothing in one. For Toof, that is the sixth home run he's allowed season. As the 0-1 pitch is down and inside. A fastens the count even at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Bounce deep in the hole to third. Pass Trey Cruz. He didn't have a play. Dashbach moves base. He thought about second, but Dane able to get to the ball quickly. And Dashbach is already on the bird. He extends his hit streak to six games. Everything here coming with two outs for Bowie as Shentouf started out so strong. After that first pitch to Andres Angulo went so wild, you could tell that his man wasn't at its best. And he has been able to capitalize on it now. Bats. First pitch in, and Mayo hammers it out to deep left center field. Myers is back, out toward the up against the wall. Parker Meadows makes the catch. Great read by Meadows to call off Myers and end the inning. But Bowie gets two across. A big two-run home run for Daryl Hernan and the Bay Sox at the stretch. Lead 5-2. You're in the Bay Sox baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic basil program for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom tailored, guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Miscants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, clean hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes org surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get you back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
Gear and memorabilia from your favorite Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at prices. Located right of the main at Prince George's Stadium and online SoxShop.com, the Tackle, the only place to get the best base sock gear for you and your favorite fan. The Tackle Box at Prince George's and at BaseSoxShop.com.
Bottom of the seventh here in Erie as the Bay Sox are gaining ground. They lead to two. First pitch home from Jazina to Trey Cruz. Misses a bit higher ball. It's 1-0 to start. And it takes on his second inning of relief. The one is a curveball outside. Already two balls and no strikes. It'll be Cruz, Bryant Pack, and then Andrew Navagato set to bat. As Brezina allowed a Quincy Naporti in the sixth. Next pitch is twist. Curveball outside. One. Cruz is 0 for 2, lined up to left last time up, and the next offering is a high ball. Cruz not the character out there, so you've really hit your spot top half of the zone if you want to log a called strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and he swings and misses. Curveball inside. Run it full. So again, Prezina usually good for about two innings, and I feel like that's where Bowie might need to end it. They're already warming in the bullpen just in case. Payoff pitch. Drive left field, base hit. Taken on two hops by Toby Welk and brought back to the infield as Cruz has hit to back games now. Four overall in his double. And now Bryant Packard, who had the solo home run back in the third inning. Left-hander lined out to right field in the first and the fifth. Thought he could get Chase McDermott and failed. First pitch here is an off-speed strike on the outside edge. And it's nothing in one to start. Lefty on lefty here. The next offering is popped up. Out toward right center field. Long run in for Haskin, but the center fielder caught Watson and makes the catch. And there's one away as it goes back to the middle lineup for Andrew Navagato. Navagato over. He flew out last time up. It was an excellent play corner by Zach Watson. He had to cover a lot of ground and make the catch. Just crossing over the foul line. Fortunately, deep in that corner is where the bull gets some more room to work with while navigating with space for the wall. Navagato is called strike on the lower inside. Fastball opens it up at nothing and one. 5-2 Bowie leads. They've outside one since the start of the season. So we sit here in the bottom of the seventh pitch. Breaking ball, bounced off toward third. Prezina has to glove it in the and he can't go anywhere with it. That one might have rolled foul. At that, Prezina probably should have just let him see what would happen. He decided to pick it up. Thought he might have been able to get Navagato, but couldn't. Navagato was already at first by the time Prezina grabbed the ball. So an infield single for Navagato. He got hits in five consecutive now. And Bowie needs to because they're running into a tough order lineup with what's now a tying the plate. Here's Gage work. First pitch home, switch hitter, bounces it up the third baseline, but it pulls foul. One to start. Fourth for Bowie, Workman doesn't hit the ball too well when bat as a right-hander. Only average, and two of his 14 runs, he strikes out over half the time, nearly 60% of the time. Here you go, one pitch, curveball, and missed inside, and it's not two. If you want to keep it low in the zone, that'd be helpful as well. Maybe get him to ground. Workman has hit into five double plays this season. One here to end the inning. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging just a piece. Too far ahead of another curveball outside. Back to the screen, and the count stays at no two strikes. Bowie leads 5-2. Two RBI single with no one out in the sixth inning for Hudson Haskin. A sacrifice fly in that same frame for Cody Roberts, and the two-run home run for Daryl Hernandez, first in double A. 0-2. Just misses inside. Looked like it probably could have gone. The count to a ball and two strikes now. Curveball belted up center, but playable. Hacking back slightly. Campsis takes the catch. Runner at second will tag. Bowie will let that happen. Abductive out as Cruz advances to... Doesn't full factor into the equation, but it's still a tying at the plate with Parker Metz. Bowie has Clint Guinness warming in the bullpen. He's not throwing anymore. He was early. He's just kind of wiping up. They can get us anytime they want. They're sticking with here for a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. Meadows pops out toward left field. Welks moves to his left about two steps. Now back to his right and makes the catch. Couple of singles left stranded. Cena with a scoreless seventh. We move to the eighth. Bowie leads 5-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George Stadium with weekly promotions all Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a Previs and you'll only pay half price. Furry friend on Wolf Wednesday and happy hour around every Thursday 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music get started. It's always a great time at the park, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operate in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Memphis Steam Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVA mechanical and specialty pipings to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services and for a list of companies you can hire, visit steamfitters-602.
At DCA Imaging Systems, find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output device scanning and workflow to document security. And we understand people print, doctors. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-21, or find out more how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. D Systems, office technology easy.
Eighth inning here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox might have a chance to hold some cushion, but they do have to do it against another new pitcher as the Sox dip into their bullpen for the third time today. Dario Gardea will take over. Hudson Haskin, followed by Cesar Prieto and Cody Ross. The two previous relievers for Erie didn't have good days. Billy Lesher, a run in an inning, allowed two inherited runners to score. Yaya Shoup is done as the first pitch to Hudson Haskin is called a strike on a high fastball. Nothing in. Shentu fired one inning, allowed two hits and two runs, both earned. Did not strike anyone out, took anyone, allowed a home run. It's the 0-1 to Haskin, and a high ball misses. It's a ball and a strike now. As Gardea takes over, 6'2", 210-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Mexico. Free agent signed by the Tigers back in 2018. As they've got a bit of dawn for Haskin, the 1-1 is in for a called strike. That one found its way back into the zone as the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Gardea on the year has only appearances. He's 0-1 with a 6.05 ERA. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Reaches for a changeup, poked short. Picked by Workman and sent to first in time. Sick put out, and the inning starts with a grounder. Gardea has 19 innings under his belt. He's only struck out 12 batters and walked 7. He's allowed 3 home runs this year. Appearance in this series, but he took scoreless innings. He was the most efficient pitcher for Erie Wednesday in the 15-5 blowout win for Bowie. Here's Prieto. First pitch. Bounced to first, but nothing in one to start. 0-4 Prieto. Flew out to right field in the sixth inning. He struck out swinging in the grounded out to second back in the second. Well, the Suns fall behind a couple of the build down here as the 0-1 pitch misses up and away a fastball. It's 1-1. But as the clouds have made themselves a little more sparse, we're seeing more sunlight outfield and mostly in right and center field. Left field, though, is starting to get out of the shade that'll cross over through the remainder of the evening. 1-1 pitch. Prieto's down and inside. A slider runs it to 2-1. It's not been a team too often this year to come from behind late in game. It is becoming a trend. I don't want to use trend just yet. It's 2-1. Squares to bunt and pops it foul out of play. That's time all season that Cesar Prieto has attempted on anything other than the first or second pitch. And only this time all season he's attempted it on anything past the first pitch. Really tried to surprise the in, but it runs the count even at 2, so he needs a chance now. Steps off at the back of the rubber. Right-hander sets. And now the 2-2 pitch. Prieto bounces it foul. Ahead on the chin, the count stays. Yeah, Bowie didn't overcome a deficit fully on Tuesday, but they have a tie in the inning after going hitless for 12 consecutive batters, and they won the game. That's part of it. The 2-2 is driven high out to center field, more towards straightaway center as Meadows and makes the catch. Way. Of course, to come from behind, walk-off win for Bowie Atuna. They had a lead, lost the lead, trailed 1 going into the ninth, and still won. They trailed. Actually, they didn't trail in that 11-8 well, Tuna. That was a funky game. Trying to remember parts of that game. Roberts, first pitch, a foul over to the right side, and 1 to start. But at least Bowie, there's show life, and that's what makes losses like last night all the more frustrating at points. Is that you load the base, no outs in the ninth, a one game, and you can't do anything with it. The 0-1 fastball misses high, and it's on a strike here. To get so close and to just miss out is very difficult. 1-1 pitch to Ross. I suppose that missed inside a little bit. It looked close. It runs the count to 2-1. Robert 0 for 2. Hit a sacrifice fly in the sixth. That started a double play as the back end runner on this fly was thrown out, trying to go to second, go to third base. The 2-1, and it swung on and missed outside. It's 2-2. Base is empty, 2 away here in the top of the eighth. Seems to be that Bowie will go for the bottom of the eighth. He'll be up for a potential save situation. Goes for 2 innings, but maybe Bowie tries for Hez again, as he's only made 1 in this series. 2-2 pitch. Roberts watches outside, and it fills. And Perez pitched on Tuesday in the 6-5 win after Bowie broke ahead the lead in the ninth inning. Obviously hit a pitch in the 15-5 win, and then last night's Bowie lost. Hector Perez has somewhat taken on a closer role for Bowie. The payoff pitch, and Robert. Strike 3 inside. Oh, goodness. Oh, this is not a well-called zone. Roberts is back to the dugout. He's really working hard to hold his tongue. Bay Sox go down top of the 8th. They still lead by 3. Here's Sox baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial needs, call Pest Now. For jet pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take it a base is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to even fundraising opportunities for you. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options at unbeatable rates with plenty of options, seats, and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have an awful time. Find out more and schedule group outing by calling 301-64-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
From bust to burns, fevers, and bruises to broken bone, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of x-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major implants are accepted. For routine and injuries, patient first you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient first, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. every day.
We'll be right back.
Now fans are our friends over at Pest Now, proud part of Sox, and they provide pest control services at Prince George's Stadium. If you have any problems with pests, mosquitoes, really any need help with, give them a call. Pest 301-231-800 or visit them online at pestnow.com. The bake a pitching change as we move on to the eighth inning. Clayton McGinnis takes a Quincy Napoorty. Home, and the right-hander watches a called strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing in one. Napoorty hit his league-leading home run back in the sixth inning. Solo blast off of Jake Prezina. Only run Prezina allowed. Next pitch, miss. Change up inside, nothing in two. The line on Prezina is closed. Hangs four hits, one run. He struck out, walked none. He earns a hold. As McGinnis takes over, it's one 180-pound right-hander, non-drafted free agent, signed out of Wichita State in 2019. Here's the next. Swinging a belted ball out to center. Haskin runs in, now back. All in all, he probably moved from his original spot before making the catch. One away. Here's Dane Myers, who's had a good one for two with a single and a extended his hit streak. 13 concedes. That's one of the longest this season in the league. Longest on the team for this year. Rui Ortiz has the longest in the league at eight consecutive games, and he had just at the start of August. Pitch to Myers is swung on and missed down. Breaking ball from Clayton McGinnis. On the season for Bowie, McGinnis has 17. He's gone 1-2 with a 6.5 ERA. 22 in 10 innings. He struck out just 18 batters. If misses inside, it's 1-1. McGinnis has walked, allowed three home runs, and fortunately, he's got a three-run lead. Bowie needs him to hold it to earn a save. McGinnis has blown three saves. The 1-1 is lifted. Popped out of play to the right side. Goes to nothing. 1-2, rather. But if Bowie can pick up and take the lead in the South Division again after having a two-game lead days ago, the 1-2 pitch here is bounced over to short. At Hernandez, who doesn't move a muscle before between the legs, he sends over to first in time. 6-3 put away. Well, that start for McGinnis to send down the two biggest hitters in the lineup in Myers. Some pretty routine contact. Nip's flyout wasn't that well struck of a ball. And Myers sent to shortstop is a good send. But we actually hasn't induced too many ground balls today. Here's Dylan Dingler. First pitch. Skips down and away. And it's no to start. Dingler is 0-3 with three strikeouts. McGinnis foots the rubber on the right side. Stretch. Fires the 1-0. And Ding swings through it. Fastball inside for it's 1-1. McGinnis only made an appearance in the Altoona series, and that was in the loss for Bowie in 10 innings. He came in and allowed Altoona to break ahead as the 1-1. It's back to the screen, it's 1-2. McGinnis would have been in line for the run that game had Andrew Dashbach not hit a game-tying home run in the eighth. But McGinnis, two runs, a solo home run to Andy Rodriguez, been on its air in Double-A. But then three straight base runners with two outs, including a go-ahead RBI single. The 1-2 pitch is called strike three on the lower side corner. Well, Cody Roberts got rung up on a pitch that was just as that one. And Dingler, he can himself. So, hey, I guess catcher on catcher cry, I suppose. But this zone been getting any better. It's been going in the opposite direction. McGinnis strikes out a batter to end inning. And as we go to the ninth, Bowie leads 5-2. You're listening to Spaceball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone can smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's lead orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, Bowie Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasure will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped, changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Cooperstown, where the journey becomes...
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, close cleanup hitters. Together, they help them stand out from the rest. Specialists at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, a part of other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and premiums down. That's teamwork. More, connect with your agent or visit employers at CEIWC.com.
Top of the ninth inning here as the Bay Sox want to add on a little bit more insurance before heading to the bottom of the They lead 5-2. 7, 8, and 9 set to bat for the Bay Sox with Dario Gardea in relief. He had a perfect ground out strikeout. I just noticed after, you know, voicing my concerns about the way it has been called, the eighth inning was nickel for the two pitching staff. It was a ground out to short, high out to center. The order was different, and then a called strike three, end of the inning, on a bad pitch low for both of the catchers. Happened to Dylan Dingler, happened to Cody Robert. The called strikes were good. Stubby Welk bats, first pitch misses high, and it's 1-0 to start. Welk is 0-2, walked in the fifth inning, got to space, as the next pitch here is called a strike. On the inside to the zone, and it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Andres Angulo back Watson after that. As the 1-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and it's two balls and a strike. There's about Gardea, I suppose. He's been the most effective relief pitcher, Erie, in this series, when his number would make you think differently. 2-1 pitch. Pop foul out of play. It's 2-2. Because for someone who's 0-1 with a 6.05 Ray has blown his only two save opportunities, has struck out fewer than one batter every inning pit. But sometimes there are plays like that just get you. The 2-2. Slider misses outside, and it runs the count. So Bowie can hold on. In the bottom of the ninth, Clayton McGinnis will face the bottom three lineup for Erie. If Bowie can hold on, they'll move back into a single-game lead of the Southwest Division. The 3-2 pitch into the Bay Sox dugout. Fortunately, just a little slow spy-breaking ball, and it missed everyone, leaned up against the railing, the top of their hats there. Stays full. Gardea sets. The payoff. Welk watches down in a ball four. Second time that Welk has walked to base runner that Gardea has allowed. Third walk overall from Seawolves. And now here's Andres Angulo, who walked him in the fifth. He's 0-2 overall. Fly out to left field in the seventh. A 5-2 lead for Bowie. Trailing 1-0 and looking like they couldn't hit a ball. First five innings. First pitch to Angulo. Strike in the upper outside corner. Nothing in one. Wilmer Flores was putting together perhaps the best start out of the last three for the Erie rotation. But he's in line for a loss. As the 0-1 pitch. It's off to the right side. It's nothing in two. Angulo struck out over five scoreless innings. Allowed only three runners. Angulo. Flores struck out seven. Allowing only base runners in five scoreless innings, a single walks. But in the sixth inning, an error allowed the first batter to reach. A hitch allowed the second. The 0-2 here missed outside. Hardy with slider, and Angulo goes down. Second strikeout for Gardea. Ninth overall for Erie pitching. But after that error and hit by pitch, most frustratingly about it, knocked Connor Norby out of the game. If Bowie loses him, well, that's going to dart a lot of chances at a potential pitch. We'll have to follow up and see what we can get. Pitch into Zach Watson is swung on and locked toward the left field corner up against Myers. Watches it bounce off the top of the wall. First to third goes Welk. The third late as Watson cruises into second base on the back end with a double. Second and third with only one. Watson picks up another big hit in this series. His 10th double of the year on a hard line drive to deep left. Well, I say it just once or twice a series. I've already said it this game. Once or twice a road, I should say. At least once this game already, that would have been a home run at Prince George Stadium. 318 feet down the line to left field, further than the buoy. Not to mention that the wall is 30 feet in the air. But now the infield plays in with Darryl. First pitch to him, misses ball, and it's 1-0 to start. Basic really put the game out of reach to help Bowie for the bottom of the ninth. Hernandez with the 2-run home run in the seventh. A 1-run lead to a 3-run lead. Here's the 1-0, and Hernandez watches called strike. Change up, hit to the plate, and it's 1-1. 1-for-4 day overall for Hernandez. Only his first home run in double. Second and third, one away from Gardea. And Hernandez bounced up the middle and through the gap for a base hit. A slow score, two. Welk is down, rounds third and scores. A 2-BI single for Darryl Hernandez. Bowie bumps the lead up. It's 7-2. 4 RBI for Hernandez in just the last innings of the game. Had he turned this one around for Bowie, giving them a prime position, move back into sole possession of first place at the end of the day. And now Andrew Dashbach to bat for the second time today. He singled back in the seventh inning. Replaced Connor Norby after Norby got hit by a pitch on the hand. First pitch here to Dashbach, and he threw a high fastball. It's nothing and one. Inning start, walk of Toby Welk on a full count. Andres Angulo struck out on three. Zach Watson hit a line drive ball on the first pitch he saw. And Daryl Hernandez with the infield pin bounced a single through the center field gap to bring both runners home. Give Bowie a 7-2 lead. Pitch to Dashbach is a half. He couldn't hold back on it. Fastball outside. And the count goes to nothing and two on that little almost three-quarters wave. Here's the 0-2 goes. It's up and in for a ball. Throw to skit is in time. Well, Dylan Dare has been rated as having one of the best arms behind the double A. And that's another example why. Hernandez is caught for the first time in career. Caught stealing goes 2-6. And it's out of the inning as the count goes to a ball into Dashbach. That's the right play, Ryan Steele there, but it wasn't an off-speed in an 0-2. It was the fast. Now the 1-2 is the off-speed. Swung for strike three. But boom, two more runs across as the ninth moves to the bottom of the frame. Two RBI single by Daryl Hernandez has a 7-2 lead for Bowie with three outs to go. We're back after the Bay Sox baseball.
Most people don't keep fitters. More importantly, doing how much it impacts you. Someone to think about what your world would like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Imagine? And these are just some of that we impact. Please visit teamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring you.
Get the best deals at Prince George's with weekly promotions all season. Is your military appreciation night? Box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Furry friend on Woof Wednesday. It's the best happy hour around every 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music at your night started. It's always a gram at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shades by ZY Pyrotech to be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox game all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display, two traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, more. The night sky is truly, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 50-328-1361 or visit us online, ZYPyrotechnics.com.
It is always a nice honor to have you tune in each and every day. So we're at the bottom of the ninth inning here at Sabatas with you from UPMC Park. Thank you so much for stopping by. As the first pitch to Daniel Cabrera popped up behind home plate, it gets away. They're vying for it in the row just in front of the box, and it bounces down. Nothing in one to start. Bowie leads 7-2. A chance to move back into first and halt their brief two-game losing skid. Clayton McGinnis trying for the save. Pitch here is grounded to short. Hernandez bounces on it and fires a low toe first. It gets there. 6-3 put out, and there's one. McGinnis has retired all four bats faced. He's got Trey Cruz and Brucker to deal with here. Cruz singled to left in the seventh inning, but got stranded at base thanks to two flips by Jake Prezina. Switch hitter Cruz bats lefty, squares to bunt, but fouls it off. Fastball gets back to the catch, holds in front of home plate. It's nothing and one to Well, again, Bowie has been a team. So much of their work in the first few innings. They have best numbers standing all season in the Eastern. Inversely, they have worst numbers in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings in the Eastern League. This hit so much of their work done in the 9th innings today. Again, I've said it constantly. This team is capable of. As the next pitch to Kai, it's 1-1. And why go on a big run to hopefully run away with the remainder of this season? Because after today, one pitch is lined out to deep left field. It ranges to his right and makes the catch. Today, there are only 13 left in the regular season. Bowie will still have just a one-game lead over Erie, however, going into tomorrow's 35 first pitch. We'll discuss that when the time comes, as we continue with the bottom of the ninth here, two outs. Brian Packard steps into bat. He drove in for Erie. His first double home run to lead off the third inning. First pitch to him here is fouled off the screen, and it's nothing and one to start. Chase McDermott is up for a double-A win today, following five innings of one-run ball. Leads 7-2 here in the bottom. The 0-1 pitch third. Half swing. Did it go? Did. Third base umpire makes the call, and it's nothing and two on Packard. Base is empty, two away here in the bottom. McGinnis looks for two per frames to earn the save. Snap set at the waist. The chest, the 0-2 pitch. Outside a fastball, and a ball and two strikes now. McGinnis came in with a three-run lead. It's, of course, ballooned to five, so it's still a situation that he wants. The 1-2 pitch. Five foul, third base side and out of play stays. Thanks to the early start time and nice weather, fans have still stuck around seats for most of this one, despite the fact the Sox have ran away with it in the end. McGinnis trying to close it up. The 1-2 pitch. Back to the screen again, and the count stays as Packard continues to hold on. That was the fifth pitch of the plate appearance. After Cabrera grounded out to start the inning, and Cruz lined out to follow. Shadows cross the mound as McGinnis sets. 2 pitch. Half swing. Did he? He did! Ryan Packard strikes out swinging. The Bay Sox are winners again. They come from behind late to plate and runs after the fifth inning. Reclaim first place with a win over Erie. We have tons to talk about and some highlights as we get going with Bay Sox postgame pit. We're back after this. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Flex packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Best value to see the best games at Prince Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options and suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collect at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 301-464-4865 online to baysox.com. At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, it's time to catch up on your annual health screen. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are me. Learn more at Luminous Health. We're good.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, out devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a 301-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Back to the ballpark with Matt Simas.
Well, that was a game of two halves, if you want to put it brief, as the Bowie Bay Sox are able to come from behind and pick up, in the end, big win over the Erie. Well, 7-2, the final afternoon from UPMC Park in Erie. The Bay Sox able to push back ahead into sole possession of first, ending their very brief two-game skid. As we get going from Park, Matt Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. We'll recap this game in depth, then look around the Eastern League as a couple of games are getting underway. Most of them didn't get till later today, but a few games action, and we'll get you some scoreboard updates on that. A recap, take you all the way back in time to the faraway land of 4:06 p.m. When first pitch came home from Chase McDermott, Homer Flores, rather, to Darryl Hernize, it was a strike, and Hernize went down on three pitches. Connor Norby lined out to left field, and Kobe Mayo reached on a single. He was left stranded, and that would be the only hit for Bowie until the sixth day for Flores, until that sixth pass. But at the bottom of the as McDermott took over, he gave up a two-out throws, but finished with a scoreless frame. The Bay Sox went down in order in the second. Mick worked around a leadoff walk for a scoreless second his own right. Bowie went down in order again in the third, and in the bottom of against 148 hitting Packard. McDermott, just one tough pitch. Next pitch home, and Packard lifts it up right field, and this one's gone. First double-A home run for Brian Packard. He leads 1-0. That was a tough pitch for McDermott to allow, but it was fine, since he was able to work for stranded another runner in scoring follow, thanks in part to a great play field throwing out a runner trying to score from third on Andrew Navagato. And in the fifth inning, as Flores did walk a couple of bats, he finally had their first chance to potentially tie the game with first and second two away. But Zach Watson flew out. And the bottom of the fifth came up, and he was back to work. He retired, as a matter of fact, the final eight batters faced, had a couple of good defensive plays come up, and ended up striking out 78 pitches total for the findings of one-run ball. And in the sixth, with McDermott still the pitcher of record for Bowie, the Bay Sox were able to give him some action. As with Flores, he didn't get much from his defense. Erie has not had a good defense series, and that's not even being on it. That's practically just being on it. Committed, whatever, we're at 10 errors in the 5 games of this series. 10 errors in 5 games this series. They committed 2 on one play. Daryl Hernandez grabbed and it just went right under the glove of Cruz. And then when it got to left field, it did the thing to Dane Myers. Hernandez all the way to second base on a ball that had been a ground out. Connor Norby hit by a pitch on the hand. He was removed from the game. Came in after a pitching change and laid a beautiful bunt single just in of the third base line that loaded the bases for Hudson, and Haskin delivered the big hit. 2 outs for a tying run. First pitch, and Haskin lines it to center base hit. This will score one as comes down. Norby gets the waiver out of throw. There's no throw home off. A go-ahead 2-RBI single for Hudson Haskin, and the Bay Sox lead 2-1, sixth. So all of a sudden, he was ahead, and fortunately, runners still in scoring position. Cody Roberts was able to drive in one more. Roberts has struck out as well today. First pitch, and he floats it out to right field. Cabrera has a track on catch. Here comes the tag from Mayo. The throw is close, and they try to get the backhand runner as it's backhanded by the pitcher. They go to second to get Haskin. Mayo scores. The sacrifice is effective, but a double play goes 9-1 as Haskin is eliminated to end the inning. So the double played a little bit, but Bowie got 3 runs across, 2-run lead going into the bottom of the set. As Jake Brezina took over, he got a quick hit from Parker Meadows. But of batters that are going to burn you in this, league, Naporti is the prime suspect, league leader in 29 runs. Hit his 30th. As Brezina sends in the next, and Naporti out toward deep left field. He's back looking up at the arena, and one finds its way off the top of the arena. Naporti's 30th home run of the season, and it's a 1-run game. Solo blast for Naporti, a bit scary after Dane Myers eventually singled and stole second base, but plucked in and struck out the next two batters. And in the top of the seventh, who wanted to make sure that they rebuilt some chin after 2 quick outs against reliever Yaya Shentu. Zach Watson got hit by a pitch helmet. Shentu did not have fastball control all game. He simply didn't. A couple of pitches, Andres Angulo nearly hit him in the helmet as was got out of the way. Watson got hit. He was fortunately okay and stayed in the game. Darrell's came up, and on a 2-2 pitch, Bowie the support they needed. By the new rules, and the home plate umpire missed that call. Nice, hammers one to deep left field anyway. Myers runs back, he looks up, and it's gone! Daryl Hernandez said goodbye! His first day home run is a 2-run blast here in the seventh, and Bowie leads 2! A big home run for Hernandez, and the inning wasn't there, but Bowie had that 3-edge one that they would never, ever worry about for the rest of the night. Brezina did allow a couple of singles in the seventh, but was, and when the game moved to the eighth, Dar took over. He worked in order, and so did Clayton McGinnis. Bottom of the eighth, it was a pretty short eighth inning. In top of the ninth, with Bowie still working Dea, he finally started to crack. Drew a walk. Andres Angulo struck. Zach Watson smashed a hard double off of the left field wall. Again, all that would have been a home run at Prince George's Stadium. Still, a double to put runners at second, third, with the infield playing in. Darius came up big again. Next pitch from and Hernandez bounces it hard up the middle and through the gap for a base hit. A slower will score 2. Welk is down and rounds third and scores. A tie single for Daryl Hernandez. And he bumps the lead up. It's 7. So a 5-run lead for Hernandez with 4 RBI in his last 2 plate appearances. And in the ninth, Clayton McGinnis took over and worked quickly. A ground out, a line out field. Brian Packard stepped up, just couldn't hold back on the check swing. Goes across the mound as McGinnis sets the 1-2 pitch. How did he go? He did!
Brian Beckert's out swinging, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. They come from behind late 7 runs after the 5th inning and reclaim first place with a 7-2 win.
So your final box score, Bowie 7 runs on 7 hits with no errors, they 4. Erie scores 2 runs on 7 hits. They committed 2 more errors left on 7. Chase McDermott is a winning pitcher, his first in double S. He moves to 1-1. Wilmer Flores takes the loss. He falls to 5-3. Guinness earns the save. It's 3rd here in 2020. To make that his 4th. If I can, you know, the proper number sometimes. Game was played in 27 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Z Park of 2,305. With the win, Bowie above 500 at 63-60. Their 2-game losing streak is over and is 28-34 on the road. With the loss, Erie's to 74-51. Their 2-game winning streak is over as the Seawolves to 39-24 home crowns. Second half sees Bowie improve to 36-20 on the year, while Erie falls to 35-21. Two sides meet again. We'll preview that game in a little bit, but for now, when we come back, we take a quick look around the league. Everyone got going much later than Erie did, so many games still early. Bar some fat games moving right now. There's a lot going on. We'll tell you about it. Stick around. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains, stitches, sore throats, to stomachs, and pulled muscles, to poison, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, baseball season winds down. That means we've got to get ready for football. September 9th, it's the Bay Sox kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. The college season and the pro season, we'll be giving away a special Adley Rutschman head. Remember, Adley played college football before joining the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the 750 fans, ages 13, and be sure to join the Bay Sox football kick on Friday, September 9th. GetYourTickets.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fan. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, braces, or Invisalign aligners, and can get the smile they've always wanted with our payment options. With 2 of the country's orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit L.com today and book your free call. RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics. Official smile from Bowie Bay Sox.
C Park one final time this afternoon and ready to close up Bay Sox postgame. A 7-2 win for Bowie over the Seawolves. Taking a quick look around the league and some of the scores right now. Games in action are off and running. Now, Bowie and Erie got going, so everyone else wasn't really moving until 6 o'clock, so everything else is still pretty new. New Hampshire and Portland are just started. Somerset already leads 1-0 over Binghamton, just in the bottom of the first. Hartford took a 1-0 over Reading in the first, and they're already third there at Dunkin' Donuts Bar. Harrisburg and Richmond are already having a squeezy. 3 runs for each team in the thing. Harrisburg has already put on 1 run, and they have first and third with no one. So they've got a chance to add on Ian's Kyle Harrison, who is having a very, very tough day. Meanwhile, as Bowie is always hoping, Akron losses to pile up. Altoona, a lot of work to make that happen, has already made a pitching change. After 7 runs came across the first 2 innings. They're in the bottom of the third, and Altoona leads 7-0. Around the Orioles organization, there are 2 games in action. Make it 3. North Valley just got underway, but they're scoreless the first. They're still just on the first batter. Drew is pitching for Norfolk. He's off to a pretty good start with the AAA squad. We'll see if that can continue. Aberdeen is just giving up a 3-run inning to Hickory to trail 3-0 at the bottom of the third. And Delmarva and Fredericksburg are tied 1, also in the third. Again, the score we care about most on this production, Bowie's, and it was a fun one today. Maybe not the funnest at heart, but boy, did the end turn out pretty fun. Bowie takes down Erie today, 7-2. 2 teams are back at it again tomorrow. Bowie needs to avoid the series split, because if they lose tomorrow, then this entire series would have been practically not. The 2 teams would still be tied first at the end of the week, the same way that they split the week. But Bowie will try to pin as Brennan Hanafy gets the start. Sox 2-1 with a 5.8 ERA. Right-hander Chance Kirby will go for Erie. The first time that sees him this series as the Seawolves command rotation. Kirby is 8-0 with a league-leading 2.52 ERA. An 1:35 first pitch on Sunday to DCA Imaging Systems pregame of 1:15. That's going to be this afternoon from UPMC Park and Erie. Matt Sabata saying thank you so much for stopping by today as takes down the Seawolves 7-2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoy this game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up. This has been a presentation, Bowie Bay Sox.